back, live and local, on the Power Trip.
Listen up, the ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato game.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Woos Kabob's right for Anish? Get Fred's boots, boots,
we have no interest in what's going on with you.
Hey, everybody. Good morning to you. It is the 30th day of January 2020. I know the sun hasn't been out in a while, but we got some coming this weekend. And the Power Trip Morning Show is here for you this morning. My name is Chris Hockey. Today's comedians are Russ Nagel and Rodney Dangerfield.
Bagels. You know what a bagel is, right? Guy sat in Texas, somebody in the back goes, "That's a hunting dog." Bagel, not beagle. Oh, bagel, that's the worst tasting donut I've ever had. I was like, how fast are you going? Your head hit the pavement. A lot of people don't know this about Texas. There's a state law. When you get to the state line, you have to change heads. Did you know that, sweetheart? Got to take off your smart head and put on a stupid head. And, of course, people from Oklahoma, they can drive right in. They're dumb as a bowl of dirt in Oklahoma. I was in Ardmore, Oklahoma. I saw a bumper sticker. It said, "If you can read this, you're not from here."
My dentist, too. That's another one. I told him my teeth were all getting yellow. He told me to wear a brown necktie. No, I tell you, I never had any luck with doctors. I found out my proctologist, he used to work for Roto-Rooter. I'll tell you, last week was a rough week. My psychiatrist told me I'm going crazy. I said to him, "If you don't mind, like a second opinion." He said, "All right, you're ugly too." He told me to lay on the couch face down. You kidding? I know I'm ugly. I stuck my head out the window, got arrested for mooning. And I was an ugly kid too. I worked in a pet store. People kept asking how big I'd get. Oh, 1 year to try to make me a poster boy for birth control. What a childhood I had. My mother never breastfed me. She told me she liked me as a friend. My mother had morning sickness after I was born. My old man, he didn't like my looks either. He carried around a picture of the kid who came with the wallet.
I'm a big fan of Johnson's.
Anyway, how is your sex life?
Ah, that's right.
You guys are doing good! Come, hurry up!
Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. It is Thursday, January 30th of 2020. We're basically 1 month down already in the 20s.
Yeah, Hawk's speech is right around the corner.
That went fast.
Yeah.
The, 6 months of hell in this state? We're already halfway done.
Yeah.
Right. November, December, January, rear view mirror.
We might actually see the sun this weekend. If it actually exists.
Sweet. All right, Vegas is less than 2 months away?
Yes, sir.
You're so good. Come, hurry up!
God, that is so good to see you.
Come, hurry up!
Can I show you something?
Sure. Hold on.
They're sharing pictures. Well, share with the class.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris is taking a picture or something. I think Tommy brought something in from his past, and Chris is going to post it on Twitter.
No, it's something from Seth.
Oh, it's from Seth.
Going to open up in here.
Thought maybe it was like a... Looks kid-related. I thought maybe it was Tommy from third grade, and he laminated something.
Yeah, so Shrek.
It's from our kindergarten
class. That's the sweetest ever. Yeah. Aww. That's very cool. That's very sweet. It's a little card they all sent me a little message via new technology.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Come, hurry up!
And it says, hey, we Tommy, hope you get better. Chris, how sweet is that?
Are you they did it again?
What'd they do?
Are you kidding me?
Did they wear the exact same clothes again?
Total accident. They did it again. What is wrong with you two?
Literally, the oh my God, they exact really did. Same thing. Same. Are those pants black?
These are black. Those are the...
You guys,
that's pretty crazy.
What is happening? Take another picture. Go out there. Somebody take a picture quick. Post it on Twitter. They did the same goddamn thing last week. They showed up with the same outfit without planning.
Fire.
Did it again. Wow. Tommy walked in. They both fire. Go, are you kidding me?
Come, hurry up.
That's pretty incredible. I mean, yeah.
You guys are
twinsies.
I love it.
We got to see what T.O. looks like in that cowboy hat today, too.
Oh.
I need to see what that man looks like in a cowboy hat.
I don't know if I can beat Sauce. I think that's the best bit of all time.
Well, it sets his bit originally.
Oh, I recognize that.
Yeah. You're all right, girl.
You're all right, girl.
Tommy is here. It is a Tommy Thursday. We'll do Tommy's takes about 7:15, 7:20.
Yep.
Rosie will be here about 7:40. No Van Lieber today.
Oh, is that right?
Really?
Is he at the Super Bowl?
Nope. 2:32 a.m.
Oh,
good.
Boy.
Good.
Look, I can't. It's hard to rip Ben. He works for free. He comes in for free.
Yeah.
Right? When Zach's an hour and a half late last week, we can rip him.
Of course.
Yeah. What are you doing? Get to work. But with Ben, it's. What are we supposed to do? Get him in trouble?
Right.
Sorry for the late text. I'm going to skip tomorrow morning. My best man is in town for work and we tied one on.
Oh, brilliant.
That's oh, man.
I can't so blame jealous. Him. So he got hammered, texted me at 2:32 in the morning. Sorry for the late text. Not even early text.
That's not so, late. That's early, man.
Sorry for the late text. 2:32.
So they got
he's
smoked.
Skipping today.
Oh,
yeah, he got smoked and he's responsible. He said, you know what? Forget it. I'm not coming in tomorrow.
Yeah, good for him.
I guess we'll dock his pay for the day.
Yeah. I guess so.
I wonder where they went. Where does Ben Lieber go out?
His basement. His house is sick.
So? Yeah.
Yeah, why leave his basement? He's got a sweet bar. Nice couches. Got that popcorn maker. Pool table.
What do you think he's sipping on?
Tequila.
Douglas and Todd, probably.
Yeah. Douglas and Todd.
Oh, yeah,
it's
a
mixture of the two.
Yeah. One
and one. One for you, one for you.
And tequila mix? Yuck.
What you been up to, T.O.?
What have I been? Well, not a whole lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Just enjoying January, even though it's worst month of the year.
Right.
It's almost over there.
Yeah, 2 more days.
We're almost there.
Actually, guys, I'm going to Scottsdale this weekend for Waste Management Open.
Is that right?
Are you really?
Yeah.
Really? I guess that's unbelievably fun.
It's so fun. I've been 2 years ago. So I have cousins that live out there. I leave tomorrow. Tomorrow at about 2:20, and then they're all weekend. Staying for the Super Bowl too, so it'll be good.
And it's just a party, right?
Just a party.
Yeah,
I mean, there's golf, but it's more of a party.
More of a party. Last minute thing. I didn't know I was going till Tuesday, so pretty pumped about it.
It's the only. It's like from a who knows? Maybe there are other tournaments, but from an outsider's perspective, it's the only one that has that Happy Gilmore vibe.
Yeah,
where he's
that's exactly.
Hey, make a little noise here!
Yeah.
Like it seems like that's what the golfers even want. Is they like the rowdiness only on that stop? Everywhere else, they want you to be quiet.
Yeah.
And be respectful. But that one just seems to be a keg stand waiting to happen.
Yeah. So I went a couple of years. It feels like a outdoor concert when you're there, and it's just a big old rage fest.
It's where maybe one of the best Vine videos ever. Have you seen that video where the guy can barely walk and he's literally like walking sideways because he's
is that
so
from
hammered?
There?
And then at the end he just topples over. Yeah, that's from there. Yeah.
All right.
But I'd love to go.
Are you locked in for Vegas? Are you coming to Vegas with us? Or are you still on the fence? Or
I'm
you
on,
don't know.
I'm on the fence because I'll be in training.
Training.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Right. Yeah, so we'll see.
Can you train via the internet from Las Vegas, Nevada, from your hotel room? Is this online training?
That's a question I will know by next week.
Mm.
So, yeah, I don't know.
So who's locked in? The three of us. Creasel's now officially
in. He's in, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like 99% sure Carly's flying out before us and then leaving before it's over because her daughter's birthday. So I think Carly's in for... I think just the Thursday show.
Okay.
Lieber's out because he tied one on.
Rosie's in.
Rosie's in.
Yeah, Lieber can never go.
Lawyer Lambert's in, right?
Yeah.
Is John Bonus in?
No, because isn't it his son's spring break. Yeah, or something.
Kids are
something
such like a drag.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah. Right.
It's the last weekend of March, right?
Yeah,
25th through the 29th. I don't think anybody knows if Parrish is in.
He says he is. He actually him. Said he was.
I Parrish, mean, but I mean, yeah. Is he in?
No,
and
he's
has
not
booked?
In. He's not in because he's maybe the most famous Minnesota North Star of all times, having their hockey fantasy camp, and he's got to do that. Hmm.
So, Miko Gordon?
No.
Marquise Grissom?
Marquise Grissom? No, Mike Modano.
Oh. He played for...
Yeah. Oh. He's maybe the best American...
Not for the Wild. He played for the North
he's
Stars.
He's maybe the best American hockey player ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know how to live. I'll probably get to the week before him.
Yeah, you're going to come.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Jesus. I'm counting you in. It's happening. You have to be there. It's not Vegas without you.
I just...
Aww.
Plus, AJ's, really nice, listen, AJ's out. AJ's out. And that's the 300th game of initials ever.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to fill in for AJ.
That is
that
true.
Could be T.O. We could swap two initials for two other initials.
We're going to do the after party. The after party.
We are going to do the after party. And this year it will be posted and stay posted.
Yeah.
That was great.
Because we'll basically say, look, everybody, one person talk at a time. And
yeah, Dob might need your room.
Oh, God, is Dob going?
Is Swap coming? Oh,
of course
he is.
Yeah.
Well, just take my spot then.
Is it back at Beat-Ups?
Yes, yeah.
Is it still in business?
Never was out of business. You just drove past it and thought it was closed.
Last time, no joke, Eddie and I bar hopped from that Beat-Ups to Joe's Crab, or not Joe's Crab Shack. Is it Joe's Crab Shack? Or
across the street over on
yeah, just like all these like chain restaurants. Well,
You went up to Twin Peaks upstairs.
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. We went 1, 2.
Yeah, of course you went to Twin Peaks.
Then Gumps.
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. Yeah. We did.
I've never seen a Twin Peaks restaurant outside of Las Vegas.
I don't
Scottsdale.
I mean, I know there are other ones, but it's a chain. I've just never seen it.
There's one in Denver. I'm pretty sure. I think that's maybe where it started.
Great song. Well, and don't forget, Sauce has promised that one of the 2 days, head-to-toe, Cowboy Sauce will be in attendance in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. You planning on Thursday or Friday?
Oh, probably Friday. I don't want to drink in that outfit.
That's Friday.
Why
I mean Thursday.
You drink in that Jesus, outfit? That's a drinking outfit.
Yeah, Thursday. We'll do it Thursday.
If Parrish doesn't go, who's going to pick up the tab at B-Tops?
Bro?
No, not Rosie.
No,
he
probably
won't.
Lawyer Lambert?
Yeah, he might, yeah.
Either way,
it's going to be fine. I can't wait. I wish it was tomorrow. Actually, I'm glad it's not tomorrow. I got to get this leg in order. I can't be stomped around.
Could you go if you were in that position?
Oh, I'd find a way.
Yeah, life finds a way when it comes to Las Vegas.
Yeah, I'd find a way.
Again, I'm going to Vegas again in June or July. And the wife understands that I always go once a summer. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to go twice. I'm just waiting for the window to ask her to go twice.
Ooh, yeah.
Tommy, you're going to learn this.
Uh-huh.
Chris has done this for, 25 years, whatever?
Sure. Yeah.
You got to wait for the right moment to ask. Because based on the window, it might be a yes or no.
Yeah, right.
And it might be a very firm yes or a very, very firm no. Just got to catch them in the right mood.
That's it.
How will you know?
You don't know until you ask.
Yeah, you got to feel it, man.
And then you go, God dang it, I picked the wrong window.
Yeah, you got to feel it.
It's so funny because my buddies and I are going to the Wild game on Saturday, and two of them
thanks for the invite.
You wouldn't go. Two of them are married, and I'm like, are you guys going? They're like, I don't know. I can't ask today. I'm like, why? They're like, I don't want to ask her today.
We'll wait.
Yeah. And then one of them's like, do you want me to call and ask for you? But yeah, you got to pick the...
Yeah,
you got to make sure the wind's right.
Basically, every husband on the planet is a third grader being chaperoned on a field trip.
Yeah.
Can I go see the Lions? We're not doing the Lions right now. We're at the SEAL exhibit.
Yeah.
I know.
We'll go see the Lions when I'm ready.
But Bill's over there. I don't care.
Bill shouldn't be over there. Bill should be here.
Bill, get the hell out of here.
And I don't care what Bill does.
Yeah, right.
Right.
But
what about Bob?
They're having fun.
All right, Uncle. Snow blowing driveway. Oh God!
You guys have Valentine's plans?
Well, I assume Hawk and Carly are going to Brett Michaels at TI.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know.
No.
My gal's not a big Valentine's Day fan, anyway.
You guys, complete left turn. But I just looked up on my television screen. It was a picture of a snake.
Yeah.
There's a new show on Netflix. I think it was new yesterday. It's like Night in the Jungle or something like that?
I watched it.
Did you watch it too?
I watched...
Did you see those sons of bitchin' vampire bats?
I watched 5 minutes of them. I was like, this is boring, and turned it off.
So wait, it's cool.
It's like nature documentary, okay?
So it's not a drama series.
It's this technology where they can see at night.
Yeah, it's
like
brand
it's
new technology.
Light out.
Right.
It's sick.
So what happens is on. It's the best when it's a full moon.
Yeah.
Because this technology takes the light from the moon and turns it up. And so at the very beginning of the show, you're watching it, and you can see that they hit the button. And it turns it into almost daytime. And so they figured out all kinds of stuff they had no ideas about. They follow these cheetahs around and realize they do most of their hunting at night.
Yeah.
All this cool stuff,
wow.
Man.
But that is cool.
It's the first time I'd ever seen a real honest-to-goodness like vampire bat attacking. And first of all, they look like vampires.
Yeah.
All right. Now I knew that. Who knew, right? Second of all, they literally do suck your blood, and they have incisors like... almost a GD, like a real vampire on TV, right? But the thing was, they were chasing around these baby sea lions, because baby sea lions can't do much about it, right? Because if mom's out fishing, they're screwed.
Ugh.
And so these
vampire bats live on the coast,
yeah,
like in caves and
water. Yeah. So these vampire bats are hanging upside down. They look at each other like, you ready to do this? And they're like, yeah, let's do this. So they fly in, they're like, blah. And they get down by these baby sea otters, and the baby sea otters can't see for us. Right? They can't see. They see at night worse
than... Sea otters? Now we're changing.
What'd I say?
Sea lions.
Sea lions.
First.
Yeah, you said sea otters.
Which one
sea
is it?
It's sea otters. Because the sea lions eat baby sea otters, too. Baby sea otters are screwed.
Okay? They're
right?
Adorable.
I know, but they're screwed.
Are.
Everything eats them. Everything. Right?
Bottom
right?
of the food chain.
So,
way to go, humans.
Yeah, figure it out.
This baby,
we're at the top.
This little baby sea otter is sitting there, and he's like, Mom? Mom. But he don't want to make too much noise because big old sea lions be like, I hear baby sea otter over there. Right? So, and then you see this damn vampire bat.
I didn't know you got the sound from the show.
And he lands, and then that son of a bitch literally wings and feet crawls across the land real quietly. And he gets up to the baby sea, whatever.
Otter.
And he starts nibbling on its toes.
And the thing's not moving?
No. And you can tell that the little baby's like, man, nah, something ain't right. And the
stupid baby sea otter.
And the vampire bat drinks its weight in blood every night.
My
and God. Then flies off, right? And they followed this one little tiny baby for an entire night, and he had to fight off the vampire bats. And then he got down too low away from the caves, and here come a damn sea lion, and he barely got away from that guy. And then he made his way back up the side of the mountain again, and here come the damn vampire bats again.
My
He's like,
God.
You just let me sleep.
It's like a bad Mario look.
And think about it. This is stating the obvious, because this is most of the world, most of the animal kingdom. Every day of that animal's life
Every
is
day.
That.
Every day.
It's... You don't ever get to like, well, I'm going to Scottsdale this weekend.
Right. Right.
I'll see you guys next week.
It was a last
Every single
thing.
Day. It's, oh, God, there's 16 other animals trying to eat me.
It's
I'm
a wicked
probably
game.
Going to
great
die
point.
Today.
Yeah.
Great point.
You know what
point.
Makes that show so good?
What?
That fancy TV you have.
Yeah, it does.
100%.
Yeah, it does help a lot.
Right.
You're right. That's true. I bet you're right.
We used to watch, what was it? What was that show that was big where Sigourney Weaver did the... Real life? No.
Alien?
World?
Ghostbusters?
Remember the nature show?
Yeah.
That Sigourney Weaver did?
Yeah, no. I know what you're talking about.
Finding Dory.
Yeah, Finding Dory. Back in the regular HD days, you're like, that is cool. But when you see that sucker on 4K TV, it's fascinating.
It's amazing, Corey, because they find this water hole in the middle of the desert. You know, it switches around to all different parts of the world. And at night... Like, all the animals come from everywhere, and they drink out of this water, which they figured, but they'd never seen it before, because it's dark, right? I mean, it's really, really dark, especially when the moon ain't full. So you got elephants, giraffes, and then you got tigers, or
it's
lions.
It's basically
lions.
Like Jungle Book when Shere Khan shows up.
Right, and they're all drinking out of the water, and then suddenly, here comes these black rhinos. And nobody.
Let's just call
with
them
the
rhinos.
Black rhinos, man.
Let's just call them rhinos. Let's.
Nobody, dude. This rhino went into the water and walked over towards the Tigers or lions? Which ones would that be? Anyway, walked over towards these giant cats, and the cats were like, whoa, whoa, whoa. All right, it's yours, man. Get that horn away from me. Literally.
Yeah, rhinos do what they want.
Nobody messes with the rhinos.
No.
It's the craziest,
man. Are they like more badass than elephants?
Yeah.
Aren't hippos up there?
People, I don't think a lot of people.
Hippos are super bad.
Hippos?
Hippos are up there.
Hippos are cool, but check this out.
Almost nobody messes with hippos in Africa, right?
Yeah.
Because those things just destroy everything.
And they're really quick.
Super dangerous. If you had stayed with it about 10 more minutes,
rewatch it.
They had some lions, a pride of lions, try to take down a hippo. Couldn't do it.
Well, even in the very beginning, Hawkeye.
There were like 13 of them. I'm not exaggerating.
Of lions?
Trying to get this damn rhino. And he was like, would you leave me alone? It was a hippo. Yeah. And there was two of them. They just wandered off. Their skin is so... They kept jumping on its back and trying to claw it and take it down. He was like, this ain't going to work, guys.
Right. You're off me now.
My legs are this long.
I'm watching this.
I weigh 30,000 pounds.
And that may have been the last time a lion, those lions tried to do that, right? They might realize.
No, they get hungry, man.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you learn, I'm wasting too much energy. Yeah. I can't kill this thing. Yeah. I got to kill something easier than this.
Yeah.
The great hunters in the animal kingdom are all about efficiency, right?
It's
that's why they pounce instead of just run. Like, I think cheetahs are the fastest animal on the earth, but they also sprint and run out of steam pretty quick.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And by the way,
so you have to be right when you're a cheetah.
And I wish I had a better memory, because they kept switching between tigers and lions. But this cheetah's on the hunt and almost got this deer-looking thing. Mm-hmm. And then it goes, whoa. And here comes a lion. And that damn lion wanted to eat that cheetah.
And he's like,
so he had to
tired.
Run off. He's like, no! Yeah,
right.
A lion, man!
Lion?
Get a cat! I'm a cat! We're cats!
Yeah, right.
No, man. He'll eat anything. Hey, you know what? Lion like a bit of a...
Good for lions.
Yeah.
My sources down the hall say Sauce won't eat anything.
The sources couldn't be farther from wrong.
You know, I have heard from sources.
Farther from wrong.
Exact
right.
opposite.
Thank you.
No, I have.
Yeah.
They couldn't be farther from wrong.
That's right.
I agree.
Yeah.
I've heard part of them wrong.
Good.
Let's see. I'm just right.
Yeah, Chris, you sold me. I'm watching that.
Yeah, again, I may be overselling it, but I love the fact that they were wrong about so much stuff because they'd never been able to see what they do.
Well, how
night.
About in the very beginning with the hummingbird, man? You see that hummingbird up close? That's fascinating.
That wasn't a hummingbird, dude.
It wasn't?
That was a bat. That's called a fruit bat, and that's exactly...
Oh, my God.
That's the craziest thing. They were like...
Well, let's just call it a bat.
But it was crazy. To his point, these cacti, whatever,
cacti's?
It's too hot in the desert to bloom during the daytime, so they only can bloom at night. And there's only one animal that can fertilize it, or whatever you call it, where they take, you know, they get the honey out of it and they accidentally carry their junk off. Yeah. And it's a damn fruit bat. And, like, they didn't know that until they got this technology.
It's fascinating.
Wow. Crazy,
pretty cool.
Man.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, right. It's kind of
everything
neat.
Has a purpose.
Yeah, man. And it's, if it didn't, it wouldn't exist.
Correct.
Do you think they can use that in the ocean?
Well, I
that'll be their next move.
When I turned it off, they started going towards whales, but I had to go to bed.
Oh.
So, yeah.
No, I doubt it. You couldn't be farther from wrong.
I know. I couldn't be farther from wrong.
Fred Bates Sports is next with Tommy's Takes in about an hour and change.
No Ben Lever today. Rosie at 7:40 is the Power 2 Morning Show on
The Fan.
The Rock USA 72-hour sale is live now. Get all 3 days for just $109. Get your pit passes, VIP seats, and campsites before they sell out. Sale ends Saturday at 4 p.m. Go to RockUSAOshkosh.com or Festival Food.
Did you say what the lineup is for that festival?
No, it's not on here.
My goodness, guys. For me, anyway. It's I say it every year. They do a great job putting that festival together as well.
Woo!
Rock USA.
Oshkosh. She's going to be there?
Hold on. Okay, here we go. Come on. The image cannot be loaded. Okay, good. The headliners are Rob Zombie. Rob Zombie. Limp Bizkit. And Slipknot.
Yeah, we did this last week, remember?
I wasn't here last week.
No, sorry. We talked about this last week, remember?
Hailstorm, Ice Cube, Papa Roach, Chevelle, Pretty Reckless, Anthrax, Hell Yeah, Steel Panther.
No, I think this is a different one.
Hollywood Undead, Bad Wolves. I mean,
I think it's two different festivals.
Yeah, this one's the one in Oshkosh.
You sure? I think so. Because the other one has Snoop.
Yeah, this one doesn't have Snoop. Anyway, that's a good festival. July 16th through 18th. Are we giving away tickets? Is that what you said?
Oh, yeah. That's Rockfest, yeah.
Yeah, Rockfest is cool, too. That's in Kodat.
Yeah.
Speaking of Guns N' Roses, which is playing right now, a few shows planned this year, and they just announced another one coming in June. They're playing Glasgow Green in Scotland, in case you want to take a trip over the seas on June 25th. But Guns N' Roses continuing to play outside, play shows, and flirt with doing a brand new record. Do you guys care about a new Guns N' Roses
Absolutely
record?
Absolutely not.
No, zero chance.
I have liked zero Guns N' Roses songs since Appetite. Maybe like one or two. Maybe like one or two songs off Use Your Illusion.
You didn't like... Oh, November Rain?
Use Your Illusion, I guess, yeah. So, after that, though, no! Chinese Democracy sucked.
That's the only other record they put out.
Yeah, but that's 30 years.
Yeah, I know.
So they've done nothing.
They broke up and
play
then,
November Rain,
and then
man.
Axl did his own record by himself, and now they're back together, so it's a full Guns N' Roses record.
What was the other, like, was You Could Be Mine off Use Your Illusion as well?
You Could Be Mine was on Use Your Illusion.
That's about it for me.
Yesterday's was a great tune. Let's see, Don't Cry...
Oh, dude, this song wails. God, they have some great tunes.
Live and Let Die, I believe, was on that record. You were young and your heart was an open book. Civil War. What we've got here, Tommy.
What we've got here is...
A failure.
Failure
to communicate. Some man you just can't reach. And then you had Pretty Tied Up, which is about... BDSM.
Oh, cool.
Good.
Oh,
I like that.
Jesus.
I like it a lot.
Oh, talk to me more, baby. I don't know, man. I don't think I can do that, Tommy. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You can't get tied up, huh?
I don't think I can, man. I'm too claustrophobic. I'm not sure.
I can think of about four things that can change your mind.
I don't think.
I don't know if that number works out, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I don't think.
Oh, you can.
I don't think little Chris will wake up for that one.
No, sure.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he will.
Lil C is waking up pretty fast.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It changes the game. I promise you that.
All right.
I'll give it a shot. Wakes up for old people porn.
I know this chick. She lives down on Melrose.
Is that Charlie?
No, it's a girl. She ain't satisfied without some pain, Tommy.
Yeah. You would care? You would care.
Yeah, I would care if
you
it
would.
Was Slash and those guys, yeah. Pretty tied up, hanging upside down.
Can you trust Axl in 2020 to write good songs?
Not for BDSM, but to write songs, yes.
Okay.
I don't trust. He wouldn't acknowledge my safe word. I'm 100% sure of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd be like, wool, wool.
Wool?
I don't know why. I'm not sure what my safe word would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez. That's a weird one.
Wool?
Well, what's a good safe word?
Especially if you're into being tied up and there's ball gags and stuff. It's wool would just sound like you're saying like whoa,
right?
Like that's like Joey Lawrence.
Also though,
and BDSM.
Whoa.
And the person who's doing it gets you all tied up or whatever, and they sing. All of a sudden they go, "What's your safe word?" You go, "Whoa." They look at you and they go, "Never mind."
All right, let's hunt that.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never mind.
Front Page Sports is brought to you by Ryan Pasiga Criminal Defense.
Thank you, Ryan Pasiga.
How crazy. Yesterday, out of nowhere, Chris goes, "Is it true we have a Seattle team coming in the NHL? And then yesterday afternoon, rumors of flying because somebody reported, some NHL insider reported that the Seattle team is going with the Kraken.
Yeah.
That the Seattle Kraken is what the name is going to be out of those 13 domain names that they registered for, whatever they want to call them.
Yeah, right.
That was one of them. That's the one that I like the most, too. I think the Kraken's legit.
That's sick.
And I just like the idea of, like the Wild could say, like, "Let's go Wild!" And then that's a cute little catchphrase. I just like the start of the game saying, "Release the Kraken."
Yeah.
I love that concept. Yes. People are already saying we could call the fans crackheads.
Brilliant. I love it.
That's pretty cool.
Right? Need a sponsorship
and
Kraken?
You know, in hockey, right, there are lines.
Wow. Right, so and in Kraken, too.
Lines of crack.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a stretch, but still. So anyway, that went super viral.
Yep.
Yeah.
And everybody's going, like, the Kraken! And it was kind of polarizing. There were people like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I'm the opposite. I think it's super unique, same. And I think it's super cool. It's different. Mm-hmm. Well, NHL Seattle on Twitter, at NHL Seattle, that's the NHL team name, or the NHL organization in Seattle, without a name so far. They tweeted last night, and if you remember those 13 names we went through, which was Emeralds, as Paul clearly remembers, Evergreens, Sockeyes, Sea Lions, a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. They kind of trolled everybody by saying, quote, "While we're aware of some fishy rumors surrounding our team name, please rest assured we're doing our due diligence by scouring the depths of the ocean, the tallest mountains, and the densest parts of the forest to find the right name for our great green city." So they make a reference to a bunch of rumors in that post.
Yeah.
They didn't deny it. I think they're going with the Kraken, and I couldn't be happier.
What colors do you think it'll be? If they say green.
Go with like green and black, right?
Yeah, sick.
That'd be okay.
Yeah, and it was what was it like?
Is there a team that has green and black? I mean, the Wolves kind of do, but is there a true green and black team in professional sports that I'm blanking on?
I don't think so. Can't think of one.
No, a lot.
Or those two are their main two.
White,
right?
Don't you think if it wasn't going to be the Kraken, they'd have been like Kraken my ass?
Yeah, they would have.
Right, they would have denied it. Yeah,
said, no way.
Yeah, now they're like, oh no. Mm-hmm. But it'll be a sweet looking jersey because isn't a Kraken a sea beast?
Yeah.
Think of a sea beast with green eyes,
mythical sea beast.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah.
It's essentially what you think Cthulhu is.
Yeah, right? Cthulhu's exactly right. Cthulhu.
The hell is Cthulhu?
It's a nonsense.
No, it's not.
Don't be like the
Van Royal Bliss. No, Cthulhu is a dark lord that lives in the depths of the ocean. And,
so like the Kraken.
Yeah, but he's like a godlike creature thing, and one day he will rise and kill the non-believers. And
he's godlike. He's not God. He's just like one.
Yeah,
but has the ability to kill non-believers.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Well, do you know what he's waiting on?
I don't know. I think the name of this team.
End times.
I think when they announce this team, it'll be him.
Oh, is that right?
Are you wearing a Don't Hassle Me, I'm Local shirt?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I was watching What About Bob the other day, so I bought it on Amazon.
Brilliant. Of course you did.
I love What About Bob.
Same.
It's one of the best shows
dude,
ever.
It's one of the best films of all time.
What, Tommy?
I don't even know.
Okay, I was afraid that was the case, but that's okay.
Oh, Tommy, you'll love it.
Listen to this bit.
I have problems. I worry about diseases, so I have trouble touching things in public places. It's almost impossible. I have a real big problem moving. As long as I'm in my apartment, I'm okay. But when I want to go out, I get weird. I get dizzy spells, nausea, cold sweats, hot sweats, fever blisters, difficulty breathing, difficulty swallowing, blurred vision, involuntary trembling, dead hands, numb lips, fingernail sensitivity, pelvic discomfort. What if my heart stops beating? What if I'm looking for a bathroom, I can't find it, and my bladder explodes?
Brilliant.
It's Bill Murray.
It's so
Bill
good,
Murray,
dude.
Man. It's the best.
You're a Bill Murray
one of his
guy.
Best, yeah. Right? Uh-huh. Okay. You gotta see it. You'll love it.
Okay.
It's time for a national cash contest.
Oh, good.
Text the keyword RUN. That's RUN to 200-200 to enter for your shot to put a grand in your hand, standard text message, and data rates apply.
Hell yeah!
Oh, that's a... Whenever I see you in these sweatshirts, I'm like, they're slimming. I'm like, I must look kind of slim, too. These are sexy sweatshirts.
You look very slim.
Yeah, it works on you.
It works on you. These are nice.
Sweatpants play.
I got a question for you. Oh, well, I thought you said they weren't sweatpants.
They're not.
Paul. Yeah, they're not sweatpants, Chris.
Oh, they're not. You and I
think they're sweatpants.
No, they are. Sorry. I don't know what I would call them.
These guys do not think they're sweatpants.
Okay, they're sexy joggers is what they are.
Okay. Sexy joggers.
Joggers? Are they joggers or joggers? They're joggers?
Either way, soft J, hard A, you name it.
Yeah. Okay.
Soft J, hard A.
Tommy, this is a little bit for you, but it's more for Chris and Sauce.
I like it. Okay. Good.
Although
thank Tio you.
Tio would theoretically be involved as well. You know, the power trip plan for 2020, we're going to Vegas in March. Have I mentioned that?
Yeah.
You said something.
You're a little excited.
The other plan, though, is we want to go to Prague. Oh,
yeah. I like to go to Prague.
But we're going
to
put Prague off if the Vikings go to London. Right, and then we would just go to Prague in 2021.
Perfect.
But we would do a power trip to London if the Vikings go there like they did a couple of years ago. When that gets announced, the London schedule, if the Vikings are not on it, we book a Prague trip. Then this wrench got thrown into the old gears yesterday. The NFL is going to return to Mexico City to play regular season games in 2020 and 2021. They didn't announce the teams yet.
Dang it!
Dates will be released with the league schedule in the spring. So what if Mexico City is the destination for the Minnesota Vikings?
I'm going. I'll go.
Yeah, you have to go.
Well, yeah, no, but I would go even if I didn't have to go. I don't know, man.
It would definitely be third on my list between London, Prague, and Mexico City. It'd be a distant third.
I'm sure, 100% sure, this won't be the case. But.
Why? How do you know that? You just know?
No. No, I don't mean that. I mean, what I'm about to tell you won't be the case.
I thought you were shooting this rumor down.
No, that's not what I mean. When I was in, I guess technically Los Angeles, one of the gentlemen from the Chargers, who does my job, was escorting me to my radio booth because it was exceedingly hard to find. Once he found it, it was easy. But and I asked him how the season had been. And we talked about going to Mexico. And he said, listen, everything was great when you got to the stadium. The hotel?
Dicey.
Dicey. He said there were people walking around everywhere. And you had no idea who was anybody. Now, our security team would not allow that to happen. But that said, I'd feel a little less than comfortable going to Mexico City. I'm not going to lie to you.
All right, so then we're
out. I don't mean to be mean. But
it's not like that's not... Yeah, that's common knowledge. That's common knowledge. Dicey down
there.
Yeah,
right, right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We don't want to get trafficked.
Yeah.
Trafficked.
Wait a minute. Dear Mr. Fantasy Traffic?
Oh, do we have that in the system?
If we don't...
You know, I don't want the cartel to kidnap me. I'm adorable.
I've never been to Mexico.
Who has ever said you were adorable? Name two.
My mom
people.
Says I'm handsome.
Name two people you're not related to.
Well, I'll say it if you'd like. You're adorable.
Yeah. Okay, name one more. Oh, what a great tune.
All right, so it's just Chris.
Well, sometimes I'm all you need, baby.
I think I would love to go to Mexico City.
So, but then what do? Are we out?
No, we're in.
There's no beach in Mexico City, right? Isn't it in the center of the country?
It's in the center of the country, but there's lots of...
Jesse Palmer just went there.
The former... How would you know that?
He posted it all over his Instagram. It looks sick. It's like a historical city. I think you guys would really like it.
There's pyramids and stuff.
Yeah,
all kinds of stuff, right.
If I'm going to Mexico, I want to go to a beach, though. I don't want to see...
Well, do both!
I don't want to tour sites.
No, touring sites is not vacation.
But what if you went to a casino in Mexico City?
Yeah. They have those in London.
And you hit a jackpot on a slot machine.
I don't play slot machines.
For 74 million pesos.
Well, then sure, but that's like 30 bucks.
That's like 30. That's what I'm saying. And then you find out, $30!
Yeah, I would be the only person who's called a casino a sea palace.
More of the Power Trip Morning Show after this on the Fan.
FAN.
The story of that commercial break is it's over.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
The song wails.
Yeah, it's really.
I thought it was a guy for about my first 15 years of my life.
Yeah.
It happens.
It does.
I did that with Geddy Lee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're in desperate need of the sunshine, according to Joey Nelson.
Yes. God, he loves weather.
Loves it.
He does. It's been so cloudy this month that the Minnesota DNR's Climate Journal is calling it the gloomiest January in Minnesota since 1963. Weather in January can range from clear and crisp to cloudy and gloomy. January 2020 is following the latter. So far through January 27th at this time of this article. January 2020 has had the least amount of solar radiation for a January since solar radiation records began being kept in 63.
So much for vitamin D.
And so that's exactly where I was going. If you don't take a vitamin D supplement, please do so. You'll be amazed at how much better it makes you feel about life. I think literally, and it's not in this article, but I heard maybe Chris Schaefer say last night, the only day we've seen the sun for an extended period of time in this month has been New Year's Day.
Jeez.
That's it.
And a lot of people spent that inside because they were hungover.
And they were watching the Gophers whoop ass.
Whoop that ass?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. both.
Well, that's the upper. Yeah, here's the downer. Did you guys listen to Rick Fox tell his story?
I did not.
Holy bleep. We should get that audio. I should have done that before the show. Can I paraphrase quickly, though? Everybody know what happened to Rick?
YouTube?
Well, it's all over Twitter. So he was caught in the middle of the Kobe day because there were a whole bunch of incorrect rumors that Rick Fox was on the helicopter. I think the way that the rumor mill got started was the phrase "another player" kept coming out, and I think the reports meant, you know, Gianna's on was on a basketball team, and another player on her team also died in the helicopter crash. But I think the internet grabbed another player, and somehow, some way, Rick Fox was on the helicopter. Well, he wasn't. So Rick told the story. I'll get the audio later. Rick tells the story. He says his phone is blowing up. He finds out about Kobe. He's completely devastated, right? He's friends with Kobe. He's known Kobe, teammates with Kobe, whatever. His phone is exploding. Friends, family members, the whole bit. Mm-hmm. He's not answering his phone because he's saying to himself, I'm in a bad spot.
Yeah,
I can't,
not now.
I can't talk to 5,000 different people about Kobe. Mm-hmm. Then he says his best friend, who's a coach somewhere, keeps calling. He's like, all right, this is my best friend in the world. He's called like 6 times. I'll answer his call. Huh? He answers the phone, his best friend hysterically crying, and the guy's like, you're alive! And Rick's like, yeah, I'm alive. That's not what the internet says. Internet says you're dead, dude. And then he realizes that's why his phone's not blowing up because
Kobe.
1,000 people want to ask him about Kobe. There's 1,000 people that are going, this can't be true. They're all calling him to see if it's true, so they're seeing if he answers the phone. And for a long time, he wasn't answering the phone because he didn't want to talk about Kobe.
Wow. Goodness sakes.
Woo!
Wow, Lord. What a tough spot.
Right, super tough spot. So, you know, obviously he's devastated for his friend, and then he had to deal with explaining to a whole bunch of people, appreciate the concern, but no, I'm not dead. What a weird day for Rick Fox. He's alive, so not a ton to complain about, but a very surreal day, no doubt, on Sunday for Rick. Hmm. Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, scary stuff.
That's tough, man.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That is scary.
And I believe he said he was with one of his kids when this stuff was going on, so he liked that he had the ability to obviously not have, I think it was a girl, that she didn't hear about it through the internet, like, hey, my dad was on that helicopter, right? And then not be able to get a hold of him or something. But, what a mess. What a mess.
That is a mess.
Yeah. Anyway. That's depressing. Why did I bring that up?
Not sure, man, but
but Rick Fox is alive and a very good-looking dude.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
He's got that salt and pepper factor going.
Who is he married to?
Vanessa Williams,
that
I think.
That is correct.
Yep. He's not still married?
I don't think so.
Hmm. It's probably too late for you on this one, Tommy, but Pizza Hut. I love the Hut.
The stuffed crust is one of the best things of all time.
Yeah, Wales.
They're doubling the love this Super Bowl with 2 years of free pizza for 2 bundles of joy. The first parents to have twins after Sunday's kickoff will not only get the deal, but also 2 tickets to next year's big game. So you have twins born after kickoff, and you're the first one to do it. You'll get pizza for life.
Sweet. How do they track that? It's the official birth certificate has to show based on time.
I would guess so,
And then you have to submit it to PizzaHut.com or something?
Right. Something like that.
You think there's got to be one doctor in the loop just like, all right, well, you're good. Literally the second after.
Yeah, what if you have them,
You know, or a doctor can forge it.
Yeah, what if you have 524?
Right. Or what if the doctor's in on it where the guy says, you can have the tickets, we'll take the pizza.
You get one slice.
Don't you
schedule your C-section for almost the moment kickoff is supposed to start? And
boom,
then
cut me open.
You tell him, why don't you get started about the national anthem?
Yeah.
And then pull those sons of bitches out right when the ball gets kicked in the air.
Cameras are flashing.
Let's get that birth certificates, both of them.
Right.
Written up as quickly as possible because mama wants pizza.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And pizza.
And daddy wants Super Bowl tickets.
Oh, right. Pizza.
And pizza. He also wants pizza.
Yeah, he wants the tickets more.
Yeah, no, he wants pizza, though.
Listen, if you're not knocked up, it's going to be too late for you. But how about this? Win a free pizza just for watching the Super Bowl, but you got to watch closely. DiGiorno. Pretty good pizza.
I love it.
Yeah. I had one the other day. Phenomenal.
It's so good.
Great. First time I've had it in a long time.
Right. I used to be really big on it, too.
Yeah.
I'm not too big on it anymore.
Yeah. Wow. Boyer Look Lambert loves him. He always has him at his house.
Oh, it's a great steak.
You guys should continue to dress the same and order the same pizza.
Oh,
hold on one second. It's been a long time, so I put another chapter in. Oh. And this one's titled Things Sauce Ate Yesterday.
No, it was Sunday.
Hold on.
Did you get it delivered?
No, it's not delivered. It's DiGiorno. That.
Genius.
So your dad likes it, you like it, Tommy likes it.
My dad always has a frozen pizza.
Extra cheese, or is it pepperoni?
No, it's Supreme.
Supreme, okay.
You put Frank's hot sauce on it?
You put Frank's on it, but then right about 5 to 6 minutes before it's done, you put other
cheese on it. More cheese.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
God, I love you. I knew we were good friends.
I think 6 minutes.
Okay, all right, Claude, I'm going to be an actor here.
No, you don't. And then you wait. You get that thing a little overdone.
Yeah.
Not overdone, but like a little overdone.
Well, there's reason we're best friends. I'm not kidding. These are like the exact same feelings.
You cut that thing up.
Wait a minute. In squares or in
No, you can't. It'd be tough to cut that in squares.
Okay, all right.
In regular slices.
Okay, good.
Then you put Parmesan cheese on it, and then you douse that bitch and
okay. I don't do that. Oh, I do not do that.
Why not?
I go to Green Mill.
Yeah, when I can't get Green Mill, I have DiGiorno.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
DiGiorno's giving away 1,500 pizzas only if Sunday's score hits 3-14 or 14-3. What? Once the scoreboard shows either of those, fans can click a link to win a coupon. Way too long, and the link will disappear. This is to honor Pi Day, as in mathematical pi, which is March 14th.
Okay.
And that is when free pizza will be claimed. So there you go.
Did you see the prop bet? I forget what the odds are, but clearly the game starts 0-0. But there's a prop bet that will the game be tied at any point the rest of the way after 0-0? Anybody want to bet on it? And then we'll find the odds. Hmm. 3-3, 7-7, 14-4. If there's ever a tie again, then the tie is the right answer.
So, and then how would we bet on it?
Well, we just got to figure out what the odds are. Because I don't, my guess is there has to be one side that's favored.
I don't think I would take that action.
Which side would you lean towards?
I would say no.
Going to be tied again?
Right.
My guess is that not being tied again is the favorite.
Right.
I think they both come out and score right away. 7-7.
Oh, let's find the odds and maybe we have a wager.
Prop bets are fun.
They are fun.
What really matters is next, scores and stats around the world of sports, and in between, Chris will change your life. No morning, Ben Lieber at 7, but Tommy's takes at 7:20. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan. For cold, getting blitzed at the Ritz, stocking trendsetter. Money raining like Mayweather. Yeah, I'd be Vegas betting, private jetting, feeling so fly. Officially Forbes listed T Swift and living the life. I wanna ride in a Fan. Well, we were wrong.
About?
Mathematically, I would have had it the exact opposite way. The will the game be tied at any point again after 0-0? Yes is -200. No is +150. So, yes is the favorite.
Cool.
I would have guessed the other way around.
That's weird. Okay, there you go.
That's not even an opinion. I thought mathematically maybe it's more likely that the game is never tied again. Wow.
It feels really good in here. Did you put the AC on in here or something?
It's just a lack of body heat, right? Yes. It's nice 70 degrees. I wish it was 62 degrees and I was playing Rocket League, but this counts.
Yeah.
What are we playing today in Wombo? Are we playing Call of Duty or are we playing Rocket League?
We can play. I don't care.
I'd love to play Call of Duty with you guys.
Is that what the plan is? Did somebody bring it or?
I don't know.
AJ told me to bring my two Switch controllers.
Yeah.
Who has Call of Duty on Switch? My guess is then he was thinking Rocket League? I don't know what we're playing
today. Here's the thing. I have to go home. I have to go to PT anyway as soon as the show's over. So by the time I get back here, I'll be in tears and crying.
Yeah.
So it'll be a lot of fun to play Wombo with me. But I can grab my Xbox on the way back, and we can play Call of Duty. I have Modern Warfare and World War II.
What time are you going to be back by?
I'll be back. It starts at 9:45. It's a half hour, so I'll be back around 10:30. That's the time we start, right?
No, we're supposed to start
at 10.
Yeah.
No. Oh, is that right?
I got an 11 o'clock meeting.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing's falling apart.
With who? Who do you have 11 o'clock meeting with? Sex World?
Yeah. Yes, Sex World.
Swax World's a great spot.
Okay.
Jesus, how horny are you?
Very.
Top five.
BDSM and Sex World talk.
Woo!
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, anybody want action on this? No is the underdog.
Well, hockey will.
No, I don't want action on this one.
Tommy will.
Yes, of course.
If you give me odds, I'll take no. That it's never tied.
What are odds? I don't...
Well... No, according to this, it's you should give me almost 1.5 to 1 here.
No, Court. Come on. Jesus. Can we just...
The Jeez. Math is confusing you?
No, can we just do it straight up?
I'm giving you an edge. That's
just
not
do
fair.
It straight up.
Give him straight up.
Straight up. Straight up. Great point.
Straight up, not Tommy.
Great
really
point. Great, dude. Oh, I love that song.
I disagree, but I'll
no,
play
it.
We
will.
Should play some more bangers. What other bangers do I want to play? What song did I hear the other day? Oh, yeah.
I just don't know what you guys mean by banger when you say this is a banger. It's not a banger.
This is 100% a banger.
It's better than the chainsaw.
That just means you haven't tried.
Now he's going to play that.
He makes a great point, but I won't do that to you. It's okay. But I don't know. I don't see myself banging to this. It's too jolly. I'm about the business. I'm banging.
All right, it's time for What Really Matters. Scores and stats around the world of sports in between. Chris will change your life with something else, and it's brought to you by your friends at CenterPoint Energy. Thanks, CenterPoint Energy.
Thank you, CenterPoint Energy.
A couple days ago, Hall of Fame goalie Ed Belfour was arrested in a hotel in Ohio. This was Tuesday morning. He was arrested on public intoxication and criminal mischief charges. Police found him on the floor, quote, clutching a curtain rod that had been ripped out of the drywall above a window next to him while he was trying to kick the spa door open while laying on the ground.
Weird.
Jeez.
He was so drunk that he was, quote, a danger to himself and others. He also previously, before the cops got there, had tried to fight a hotel employee. Ripped a curtain rod right off the wall.
Wow. Jeez.
Whoops. He was trying to kick open a spa door. Ed Belfour.
He was good when we were kids.
A lot of video games.
Yeah, he was really good,
Eddie
man.
Belfour in
so
that.
Good.
What really matters, though, is this.
Hippos can't swim and they can't float. So they just basically walk on the bottom of the lake till they get to a place that's high above the water, and then they go up and they stand there and they take a breath.
Oh.
And they walk back underwater, and then they get out of the water.
Hmm. That's cool.
They can't swim. They can't float. They're too big. But they walk on...
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Just... I mean, but honestly, dead ass, right?
Yeah, dead ass.
It's... yeah. Come on.
You're into hippo ass?
No, of course not.
Hippo ass?
Yeah.
Am I at loss? What?
Yeah.
Just the ass of a hippo.
Yeah. Okay.
It's gigantic.
You're weird,
Carter. The Wild are off until Saturday when they host Boston at 7 o'clock right here on The Fan. What really matters, though, is this.
They secrete, hippos do, an oily red substance that acts as a moisturizer and a sunblock and protects them from germs. But it also makes them look like they're sweating blood.
Yucky.
Sweating bullets.
Great
song. Think all the hippos walking around going, well, I guess that's off for the night.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Well played.
Genius.
I'm not going to talk to her.
Oh, Christ.
I'm going to go drown myself in the bottom of that pond.
This song, Whales, Hogs.
Hey, let me know when you stop bleeding. I'll come up for air in about 5 days. Right.
I'm just going to go stand on the bottom of this right, until it all ends.
How deep is that?
Really?
Tell me.
Can you swim? I can. I'm just hiding.
Yeah. I could. Yeah. I don't want to talk about your mom anymore.
Hey, sports news that Marnie tipped us off to yesterday that I couldn't believe. You know, the Wolves currently are on a 10-game losing streak. That's not news, right? Marnie didn't break that to us. But she brought up a stat, and I double-checked it. Not that I doubted her, but I wanted to see exactly how far back it went. The Wolves have lost 10 straight games overall. They've lost 14 straight when Cat plays.
Wow.
The last time he was in the lineup and they won, November 27th against San Antonio. So they lost a bunch of games. He got hurt. He was out about a month. And they haven't won since. They've lost 14 straight games with Cat in the lineup. Isn't that insane?
That's weird.
And for the year, they've won 15 games overall, right? For the year, they have 9 wins with Cat. 9.
I think along this was in German. For him.
Man, what really matters is this. You should never have 14 straight losses when Karl-Anthony Towns plays.
Mm-mm.
He should just will his way to a win. If he's that good,
right.
Just take over and win.
Right.
14 straight losses with Cat.
Yikes.
If you think a rhino looks like a dinosaur, rhinos first popped up around 50 million years ago, branching off probably from the Hydrocondrati family.
Nailed it.
Excuse me?
Yeah. A group looked a bit like horsies. With the smallest around the size of a dog and the largest, thought to be the largest land animal in the history of the Earth at 16 feet tall.
Horsies is the best term. Yeah. I like the word horsies.
There was once woolly rhinos, which would have been sweet looking badasses. Imagine a rhino covered in fur, right? I mean, that's a straight up pimp.
I'd prefer if it was just my opinion. I'd prefer if the rhino was completely shaven.
That's me too. I agree.
What are you from the 70s?
The 70 million years ago. 70s.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, good one.
That's such a, isn't that
that's only 2,000 years ago? But still,
isn't that a Happy Gilmore line? I know this porn's from the 70s. Isn't that a line in the Happy Gilmore?
I don't know.
What is it?
Doesn't he say something about the guy's blank has sideburns?
Is it from Happy Gilmore?
I don't know.
Maybe, yeah.
I know what you're talking
from
about.
Gilmore
or Billy Madison? It? Adam Sandler does. He says, I know this porn's from the 70s because his blank has sideburns.
I don't remember them referencing porn in Gilmore. You might be right, but that doesn't ring a bell at all. I don't know. My turn or your turn? Your turn. Just did Woolly Mammoth thing or Woolly Rhino bit. The Twins traded Ryan Harper to the Nationals for a minor leaguer named Hunter McMahon. Harper had been designated for assignment to make room for Josh Donaldson anyway, so they got a 9th round pick in last year's draft for Harper. See you later. What really matters is this.
Female lions prefer to mate with males that have the longest manes. Not main vein.
No.
Main. And the thing about that is they also like the really dark manes, and the older a lion is, the darker its mane gets.
So old guys with long hair.
That's right. Huh? That's right. So, listen up, ladies.
Who's the oldest famous person that has super long hair? Old people, both male and female, almost always cut it down.
Yeah.
Right, because it starts to look ridiculous.
Why is that?
I don't know. I guess
Hockey's
everybody
favorite person,
does it.
Steven Tyler has long hair. He's old.
It's true. It's a good one.
He can pass.
Jesus.
Anybody else, though? I'm trying to think of men, of course, too, specifically.
What about Jimmy Page?
Ow.
PA calls Rosie sexy long hair.
He does. That's true.
Gandalf, super old. He's got long white hair.
Yeah. Is he still with us?
Sure.
Well, I'm not Gandalf, fictional, but the guy who plays him. Yeah.
Oh, I found out where the line's from. Bulletproof.
Oh, I have never seen Bulletproof.
Me either.
Maybe that's why I didn't remember.
Yeah, it's Adam Sandler's Moses, as you know how I can tell.
Is that Damon Wayans, too? Who else is in Bulletproof?
I don't even know what Bulletproof is.
I thought it was something else.
Yep.
All right. We talked about it earlier, but there are internet reports saying that the Seattle hockey team is going to be named the Kraken. That was one of the 13 names we went through yesterday that they announced back in November or December. The NHL Seattle Twitter account, though, did not confirm or deny. They just said they wouldn't comment. They just said they appreciate everybody's excitement over the name, but they wouldn't confirm or deny whether the Kraken is what they're going with. What really matters, though, is this.
So a tiger's roar can be heard roughly 2 miles away, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that is
2 miles?
That's sweet.
Until you think about a lion's roar, which can be heard up to 5 miles away.
Jesus.
Now check this out, by the way. That show that I was telling you guys about on the Netflix machine is called Night on Earth, by the way. I meant to mention that. Mm-hmm. It's a new documentary thing where they get this new technology that makes it so they can see at night. And by the way, Saucy and I were talking about it during the break a little bit ago. Imagine the military using this new technology, which obviously they do, fighting against people who don't have it on at night. I mean, it's over, Johnny.
Yeah.
Right? Because
I'm Heidi.
Yeah. And I'm standing right in front of you. right.
Hello, bitch.
But so there's this this scorpion. And it's a weird thing. So, and again, I hate to ruin this, but it's worth it to watch it, I think. Scorpions apparently.
Great point, by the way.
Reflect. Yeah, it is. They reflect in blue, black light. Like, stains, right?
Okay. Sure.
They don't know why they do, but all scorpions do. They have no idea, but they didn't know that until they signed
the band.
Right?
Did the band name when they named themselves that?
Could have been. So they follow the scorpion. And the scorpion's wandering along, and there's this little mouse, right? And this little desert mouse, and he's over there, and this little mouse watches this scorpion walk up to this female scorpion. And this female scorpion grabs the tail of the male scorpion and starts pulling on it. And the lady narrating says she's there to test the male scorpion's strength. And so she's yanking on the tail of the scorpion, and then she lets go of it and just wanders off. Because
like you're not strong enough.
That's exactly right. She wasn't impressed.
That's depressing.
So the poor guy's like, son of a bitch. And then, right?
That guy, he went home and did curls for 6 hours.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Killed himself?
Well.
Rosie.
He's walking along, disappointed, I'm sure, wherever his head is. He's dipped low. And he's wandering along, and he wanders up on this mouse. And you're like, well, now the mouse is in trouble.
Right, because he's pissed.
Scorpion's pissed.
Right.
But to prove the female scorpion's point, that mouse ate that damn scorpion.
A mouse took down a scorpion?
A mouse ate that scorpion. And the reason I bring it up, because then, I swear to you, I'm not kidding. After he eats a scorpion, and the scorpion's stinging him the whole time, he's like, man, I don't feel that. Right? He eats the scorpion, and then he stands up and he goes, rah! And he like roars his little mousy roar, and it says the mousy roar can be heard. It says the mousy roar can be heard by other meeses up to 2 miles away, and you see this little mouse, which you think this mouse is screwed. Eat a scorpion, then stand up and go, look at these balls!
You guys have all seen Never Ending Story, correct?
Or, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So you know when Atreyu has to go through those challenges, and there's those topless sphinxes?
Yeah.
And you have to, get through it without getting shot by those laser beams?
I might remember that.
I'm picturing the scorpion going, you're not strong enough. you're not strong enough. I'm not going to mate with you. And he goes, oh, yes? I'm going to prove my worth. And just gets laser beamed to death.
Right, yeah.
This guy's like, I'm going to kick that mouse's ass. She's going to turn her scorpion ass around, and we're going to go bang in that pond. And, of course, he gets his ass kicked.
You see, I mean, literally, that poor scorpion, man. You start the beginning of the segment, you're like, that scorpion. Oh, God, I hate scorpions. And then the female scorpion doesn't even say anything to him, just lets go of his tail and walks off like, you ain't worth S.
And you know, and when the scorpion's trying to sting the mouse, he's losing, right? He's getting his ass kicked. The mouse is eating him, but he's still stinging. You know he's talking to the scorpion, to the other chick going, no, I'm winning.
I got this.
Are you watching this?
I know.
Yeah. Are you watching this? Human females are always like, God, what is wrong with you guys? You're always so horny. What's your problem? We ain't different than everybody
else.
We're
just animals.
Right?
Yeah,
we're just animals.
Yeah.
Right.
Dude.
We're just more highly evolved than scorpions. That's all. Yeah. We just, can communicate with words and whatnot.
I'm almost 100% sure as the scorpion was being eaten by the mouse, I heard the female scorpion going,
Right, yeah.
I knew it. I didn't want to breathe with that guy.
Right.
He gets eaten by mouse.
Right. And that is the cycle of sex in the planet, because some female mouse was watching that mouse whoop that scorpion's ass.
Oh, yeah.
And that mouse got as much ass as he wanted.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, she heard the roar about a mile away.
Yeah. She did,
She came running.
Yeah.
Oh, I should play scorpions. My fault. I'm sorry.
That was the Jimmy Garoppolo of mice.
Yeah.
So he gets anything he wants.
Yeah. Yeah, Carly's a scorpion. Come on, let's be honest. She keeps pulling on Jason's tail just to make sure he's strong enough.
Gross. The news is next. No Ben Lieber. He got drunk last night and skipped today. Can't blame him.
Good for him.
Again, we pay him $0.
Yeah,
he can do what
he
wants.
I don't blame him a bit.
Rosie in about 40 minutes. Tommy's takes in about 20. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. I feel so bad. Power Trip Morning Show. It's the best day of the week. T.O. is here, but Ben is not because he's sleeping the sleep of the drunkard right now.
Yeah, was up late getting after it. Yeah. So my guess is he's not even up hungover. He's just sleeping.
I wonder what snacks he went to.
You got to go snacks before you go to sleep if you're that wasted. You have to.
Got to.
Yeah. Hey, Tommy.
Yeah. What's your drinking snack of choice? Ooh.
I actually had it on my takes, but...
Hold on. We're one segment away. That's a one-segment-long tease.
I feel really bad, because in a moment, there's going to be some listeners in there to watch you guys. At 6:09, they let me know they were here, and I've completely forgot.
So, Sauce just went to grab them.
They're probably gone.
No, they're there. He texted me and asked, are you guys coming to get us? Yeah, damn it, Sauce.
1 hour.
Hour ago. I'm so sorry, guys.
Yeah, they just said they texted him a little after six. Yes.
No.
An hour.
Yeah, you guys are going to go sit down with us. You can actually hear.
That coffee.
I'm so sorry,
that
guys.
That coffee is now ice cold because you forgot.
I'm such a some bitch.
You are some.
Good to see you. Go on in.
I want to ask at least one of these three guys what they've been doing for an hour standing by the elevator.
They've been standing in the elevator. They can't get in. Oh, thank you, man. Couldn't get in. Couldn't get out. Oh, I'm such a some bitch.
Chris, what were you saying right before?
I can't remember.
Neither.
What did you guys do for an hour? 1 hour? Man. What'd you do for an hour? Just sit and talked? Oh, you just iHeart Radio app?
I'm sorry.
So they sat in the lobby and listened to the show for an hour.
I'm such a D-bag. All right.
Way to go, Chris.
I thought you were kidding. Way to go. When you said 45 minutes, I'm like, all right, it's been 10.
Sorry, guys.
Nope, it's been almost an hour.
Yeah, my fault. I'll make it up to you by doing a very average radio for the rest of the show.
Go for it.
At best. What's he doing over there?
He's turning the...
Oh, he's turning the speaker on for him. Mm-hmm. See, that's nice. He cares about them.
Yeah. Well, I'd like him to actually hear the show. It sounded like he had a pretty good... Yeah. Opportunity to listen.
You should have waited near the elevator and then turned it on.
Right. Yeah.
Just had them sit in silence here.
Yeah, I had no idea. I would have left the lobby, went downstairs, walked over to my Ram truck, pooped on the hood of it, and walked home.
Yeah,
I would have gone right back to my car after about 15 minutes and thrown on Nick and Josh in 93X.
Right, I would have seen what Tom Bernard's up to this morning.
You had something, Sussy?
Yeah. The Fan welcomes the St. Paul Winter Carnival going on now through February 2nd. Celebrate winter with parades, fireworks, live music, ice and snow sculptures, and lots of family-friendly activities. Find dates and times at Winter Carnival.
Find dates there?
And lucky?
Scott Hamilton probably loves the Winter Carnival, man. Hey, I played the Winter Carnival one year.
The what?
Winter Carnival one?
Are you on coke?
Lucky. That's super fun, man. That's a fun get together. Everybody's wasted because they're so cold. It's so much fun, and there's lots of that probably going on. I'm not sure about that. They don't condone that probably, but fun.
Zogs, what are the odds you play Lucky Palooza like for St. Paul? You ever done that?
We did it 2 years ago, and it was one of the most fun gigs of all
time.
Yeah,
I would love to do it this year.
If I'm healthy enough.
What's that?
So it's St. Paul's, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Remember the Three Decades of Rock thing?
Yeah.
That was the first Three Decades of Rock gig I ever did. And there were so many people there that we couldn't believe it.
Yeah, trust me. Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. And in fact, you know what happened to me? I don't know if I ever told this story on the air.
What?
So after the show, Abigail and Kim were both with me. The show's over. Mm-hmm. We Ubered there because we knew traffic was going to be a biatch. Mm-hmm. I got in the Uber and the traffic was stopped. I'm in the front seat. Abby and Kim are in the back seat of this guy's Uber. This dude walks up, knocks on the passenger side window. I roll it down. He looks past me to the Uber driver and says, "If you kick these guys out and let us in, I'll give you $40." And I almost got in a fight with the guy right there on the side of the road. Yeah. What a douchebag move.
Mm-hmm.
Literally looked right past me at the driver and said, "If you kick these guys out, I'll give you an extra
$40. Did the driver consider it?
He didn't say a word because he could tell that redneck hockey was sitting in the passenger
seat. And redneck hockey, here's 80, but hold on, I'm going to go.
It was one of those moments I had to apologize to Abigail for later.
Right.
Because I didn't want her to know her dad was such a redneck.
Crazy,
but, yeah. Can you imagine doing that? Apparently, that's not a new thing. I mean, people do that stuff all the time. They steal people's Ubers.
Just think if that guy had said, "Hey, if you kick them out, I'm going to steal this guy's women." You would have.
Yeah, it'd have been on.
They'd be dead.
Yeah, one of those women would be dead. Is Abadabba.
Well, I meant Kim.
Yeah.
And Kim probably would have gone, yeah,
you don't have to take the gas.
This is KFAN News with Chris Hockey.
Hi.
Presented by Grey Duck Vodka.
I do love me some Grey Duck Vodka, and I love giving you the hard news. A Rice County Catholic priest is apologizing.
Well, what did he do?
For criticizing Islam in a sermon.
Whoops.
Reverend Nick Vandenbroek issued a statement yesterday saying he was sorry for using words in his homily that were hurtful to Muslims. All he said was they were the greatest threat in the world to the U.S. and Christianity. He's being criticized for saying such things. Corey?
No. Corey.
For a live report, we go to Corey Cove.
No. I, as Corey's attorney, I speak for Corey. We are not commenting at this time.
Corey?
We are not speaking. We are not taking questions as Corey's attorney.
Can he not speak for himself, Corey?
No, Corey? He is not. He's underneath me. I'm speaking for him.
Right now. I hear the drums, though. Tommy on the drums and Corey?
We are not speaking at this time.
Okay, fine. All right.
Whatever. We are not talking about such matter.
All right. What is bad
for
Calvin?
How much do I owe you for that? Do I owe you like 20? What's like the retainer for you being my Save Corey's Job attorney?
Well, I don't know.
Normally
what
are
you?
It's a pack of bubble gum and a handy.
Well, I have terrible news for you, Sauce. I'm all out of bubble gum.
Right. And obviously, the oxygen is what you're hearing. Because I didn't say what you pay my dad for a retainer.
What is bad for California is good for Eden Prairie. Photo services giant Shutterfly is moving up to 100 marketing jobs from California to Eden Prairie.
That one in Shakopee is gigantic.
Oh, absolutely,
right?
Man.
Right off of 169.
What do they do?
Shutterfly?
Do you know? Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, essentially, every possible gift that you want personalized, puzzles, mugs, photos,
gift cards.
They will put your pictures on anything you can possibly imagine.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, super cool, like anniversary things, birthday things, Christmas things. You have a holiday and you have a picture and you want to somehow attach them together. Shutterfly's gigantic.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
Quality's really good.
Man, they're blowing up like crazy. Good
it
for
is,
them, man.
It is quality for sure. They do a good job.
Yeah, they do a great job.
Here's an interesting story I saw last night. Minneapolis police will no longer ticket motorists for equipment violations.
Really?
Under a new policy announced yesterday, officers will instead be handing out vouchers to pay for vehicle repairs. The change is intended to ease racial disparities in the rates of traffic stops. Vouchers from the Lights On program are financed by the nonprofit group Micro Grants, which partners with organizations to promote economic self-sufficiency. Great idea, because if you can't afford to get your headlight fixed and somebody pulls you over and walks up and says, here's a voucher, go get your headlight fixed, that's a bridge to happiness, right? I mean, to better relationships between you and the police officer, right? I love this idea.
That is a great idea.
And it's a nonprofit group. You don't think about things like that, but how many cars do you see driving down the road? They got one headlight out.
Great point, by the way. One headlight.
Good point, man. Good
what
point.
What song is
that's
that?
That's
Wallflowers.
Yeah. Wales.
Never Jacob heard of it.
Oh, Bob Dylan's son, Jacob Dylan. I guarantee you've heard it. You just probably didn't know the name of it.
Oh, dude, that's a great pull. I hadn't thought about it.
Did you guys hit the
years.
Top of your ceiling when you'd see one headlight?
Jesus.
With your hand?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Zach Daniels thing.
No.
What the hell
what
is going
now?
On?
I'm confused. So when you were driving in a car. And then if you had to take a piece of clothing off if you were the last person.
What
the hell are you?
Who
you
are
did
you driving
strip
around?
Headlights? Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
What the hell's wrong with you? How horny are you today?
Didn't you just ride around town in Matamidi with your bros? You guys are all stripping based on headlights?
You took an article of clothing off?
Was this your idea or did you...
That
wasn't one of your football coaches taking you to practice, Tommy.
No.
That was one headlight. Take your shirt off.
It's
you know daylight. The rules of the game.
Daylight out.
No, they did it on the school bus.
Yeah, they made everyone drive a motorcycle. There's one headlight again, man.
Oh, this song bangs.
That's a banger. That's a 90s banger, yeah.
Yeah.
Are they still with Bob Dylan's son? Yeah. They're going to open up for Matchbox 20 at TI.
Man, I love Matchbox 20. Love that band. I really do, man.
What's Matchbox 20?
Oh, 3 a.m., baby.
Oh,
Wales.
Oh, dude, love that band. I love them, man. But their best song is Let me just see. How far we've come. This guy's super cool. What's the guy's name, dude?
Rob Thomas.
Yeah, I like that guy. Yeah, gosh, does he pull
tails. He's the guy that played with Santana?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Smooth.
Yeah.
The lead singer of Matchbox 20.
I didn't know that.
I heard a Rolling Stone has their own podcast, and they did an interview with him. And he was talking about how, with that song, he was just like the public.
He said, yeah, I hate that song.
He got sick of it. I hate it too now.
He goes,
when it first came out.
He said, when I wrote it, I was like, oh my God, great song. All right, this is great.
Yeah.
And then like 2 months later, I'm like, I never want to hear this song ever again.
That's how I feel about it now.
Constantly.
Yeah. It was one of the biggest songs of that like 3, 4, 5 year stretch, right? Because the crossover factor was enormous. So every station was playing it. Now, I can't. As soon as that opening riff from Santana starts going now, I just want to puke. Oh, God, this again.
Here's the thing, though. You think you hate it, and he said this. You know who hated it more?
Santana.
Matchbox 20.
Oh, fair.
He's the only one from the band who made money off that song.
Good point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. So their his biggest hit
is not a Matchbox 20 song.
He wasn't with his band. Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah, like that band a lot. How in the hell did we get there? Man, did we go all over the place.
One headlight.
Damn scorpion about to get eaten by a mouse up on this joint.
We got to Wallflowers, and then we got to Matchbox 20.
Right. Oh, how about this? And Sarah Jane knows one of these people. A group of co-workers in Coon Rapids splitting $1 million lottery prize. Team APG is made up of 28 employees at Adams Publishing Group. The winning ticket matched the 5 numbers in the Powerball drawing, but not the Powerball. So each person receives a pre-tax amount at just over $35,000.
Sweet hit.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
man.
Hell yeah.
Right? Figure you put in $1 or $5 or $10 or something like that, you get $35,000.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Cash whales.
Yeah. Sure, they've been doing it for 60 years, so they're all broke.
Yeah,
but whatever.
Yeah, it's okay.
And
yeah,
exactly $35,000 in debt, like that time you got that car wash.
Well, I wasn't in debt. My grandfather was in debt.
You got out of debt, though, didn't you?
Well, yeah. We had exactly 2 weeks to come up with exactly $50,000.
And by the way,
couple days were a struggle.
Yeah, but it happened to you like multiple summers, didn't it?
Mm. Yeah, like 4 or 5 in a row.
I meant to tell you guys about this, by the way, but my knee, I'm not sure I can do the car wash.
No, you'll be fine.
June-ish.
Okay, we'll see.
You'll be fine.
We'll see. If not, we're going to have to do the same strategy that I did back in the 90s, the decade not the nightclub, when my car wash was struggling.
What?
Again, the first couple of days, nobody was showing up.
Yeah, right.
Our workers were like gross old dudes with Affliction t-shirts and ponytails.
And a knee brace.
Right. And we basically got topless women and got way more than $50,000 after 2 weeks.
All of a sudden, the guy with the Affliction t-shirt all of a sudden had a car to drive through it every day.
If we got some topless women to join us, and we had to do a topless as well, 50% chance I'd have the biggest jugs in the room.
Chris, don't say that about yourself.
It's just the worst.
Your jugs are nice.
I appreciate it.
Sauce just was like, hold my beer.
Yeah, right. Mine are huge.
Oh, speaking of the lottery, by the way, we were talking about the Powerball earlier this week. One winning ticket for last night, for Wednesday's drawing, for $397 million.
Damn it, I forgot to buy a ticket, so that's not me.
Sold in Florida.
That's what we need, another Floridian with $400 million.
Yeah, they're 95 years old and on life support. And I won the lottery. But whatever, good for them. Yeah, right? Whatever. Good for them, right? Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Yeah. It's Fred Durst.
And finally, I'm sure you guys have seen this story, but if you haven't, it's pretty cool. This came out of, I didn't know this was out of Fargo, North Dakota, which makes it cooler, I guess. North Dakota man is appreciating the value of time. After discovering his old wash...
What?
Keep doing Oxy.
How many five-hour energies have you done for?
He's on 20 hours of energy.
Yeah.
Antique Roadshow was on Monday.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Right. This dude, David, out of West Fargo, North Dakota, bought an old Rolex with the word oyster inscribed on the watch face in the 1970s. He's had it for a while. He bought it for $350. He took it into Antiques Roadshow. It's worth $700,000.
Yes. Those, I forgot what it's an oyster something for the second part.
Hmm.
And it's a very rare watch.
Pretty cool, huh?
Rolexes are cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't own one. Oh, wait, I do, actually.
I got to find stuff to buy.
Do you really?
I think I do.
Store.
You own a Rolex?
Yeah, I think I was.
Somebody who I know really well owns one.
Sweet.
Awesome.
I'm just saying. I'm not going to say who it is, but it's somebody that
I had carnal relationship with him?
Have sex with
my
him?
My dad does not have a Rolex.
Okay, all right. I'm just asking.
Carnival relations?
Yeah, man, we dress up like clowns.
The other day on the podcast.
Yeah, we just tried it. We liked it. Yeah.
Gross.
Well, Jeff didn't have a choice.
It's time for Fan 5, brought to you by Builders and Remodelers.
Thanks, Builders and Remodelers.
I love you guys.
According to sources online, the Seattle hockey team will be named the Seattle Kraken. This team will begin play in 2021. So next season.
So that's not confirmed. They're denying it.
But
I don't know. The guy that first broke it is an NHL insider, yeah. Right? And he claims that he's been told. Who knows if he's telling the truth or not? Who cares? But I hope he's right because the Kraken's a badass name.
Yeah, the name of that Twitter handle is Russian Machine, and it's a verified account.
It is a verified account, right?
On Twitter, yeah. So whatever that person's been told, who knows? Dusty Baker was named the Astros manager yesterday. He signed a one-year deal with an option for the 2021 season. He, of course, will take over for A.J. Hinch, who was fired.
What do you call a donut man?
go ahead. Go ahead. I'll do it.
What?
No, it's a Dusty Baker joke. Go ahead, though.
What do you call a donut maker who's been lost in the desert for 7 days?
Sauce?
What do you call it, Hockey?
Dusty Baker.
The Wolves take on the Clippers on Saturday at 2:30. The Wolves have lost 10 straight and they're 15-32. They've lost 14 straight with Karl Anthony Towns on the team.
Hey, you know what? I'm being reminded by the great, lovely, and talented Pete Bursich right now. When last time we were in Seattle, he and I were hanging out and we walked by this building and he stopped and he said, "Did you ever read this plaque?" And I looked at it and it was on the side of this building, and it said site of the former home of the Seattle Metropolitans, the first USA team to ever win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, like in 1917 or something like that. Yeah, way back in the day.
And now it's
Seattle
an
Metropolitans.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Thanks for the reminder, Peter.
Close to 100 years ago.
Speaking of hockey, the Wild are back this Saturday when they host the Boston Bruins on Saturday night at the X. The Wild are 23-21. The Golden Gopher men's basketball team will take on the Fighting Illini, who are 19th ranked. That's tonight at 6:30 on this station.
You know what I love about doing that, Tommy? What? How many people probably are in their car going, "They're so stupid. They don't know.
Yeah, or,
but that's the Vikings horn.
Or call in. Remember that? We used to play that. And then Corey'd take calls and be a Todd salad to him.
God, that was the best. I forgot about that. That was one of my favorite bits.
Yeah, you used to do it all the time.
Brilliant.
Super Bowl 54 between the
phone lines
Chiefs.
Would just light up. What did I win? Nothing.
Nothing.
You dumbass.
And then we found out that actually calling our listeners dumbasses was bad for the ratings.
Strangely enough,
it's weird.
It works out.
Because
smart people get that I'm just kidding, and dumb people are like, "I don't get it." That's why you're a dumbass. And where's that wild button?
All right, now you got him wanting to do it. Now he's going to do it.
I forgot about that bit. I love that bit.
I know you do. I'll hit it, and then you go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because they know it's coming, so it's not going to work this time. It's not going to work this time. I have faith.
Of course.
It's not going to work this time.
It always
works. Work
plus,
time.
Our
no
listeners
way.
Get it.
No chance.
The non-dumbasses will get it.
No chance. Oh, the hotline's ringing.
Power Trip Morning Show, good morning.
Hey, what did I win?
Nothing.
Why? I heard the Wild horn. Did I win tickets?
What's your name? Where are you from?
Brian from East Lansing, Michigan.
This sounds more like Paul from Minneapolis.
I don't know that guy.
You didn't win anything.
What were you about to say?
He doesn't know.
Oh my god.
Okay, he's done.
Okay, good.
Power to your morning show. Good morning.
Hi, I heard the horn. Did I win?
No, you did not. good morning, Power Trip Morning Show.
Am I the 111th caller?
Good bit.
Who is this?
Who's this?
Who this?
No, he
hung
up.
Gone.
No, the answer was no. You were the second. I guess third, technically, because Paul from Minneapolis was first.
Right.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you from?
It's a Barrero.
Jay Barrero.
Like hey, that. Dan.
Hi, Dan. Dan, you didn't win, dude.
Hey, Common.
See you later.
Whoa.
We should have known somebody was going to yell Barrero.
Yeah.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, Bryce.
Bryce?
Or Todd Salad.
Oh, it's Todd Salad.
Oh, Todd, hey,
Todd. TS.
Todd, why are you calling?
I thought I win the hockey game tickets.
No, we're not giving those away.
Oh.
Todd?
Oh. Damn.
All right, see you later, dude. Okay.
All
right, the phone lines are full. Okay, whatever. We got to get I could do this all day. But the Tommy's Takes is next.
Lenny Kravitz, man. That's a smooth son bitch right
there. That is.
I hate to fade the song. I love it so much. But I got
The Fan.
So I was listening to an interview with Lenny Kravitz. That's an interesting dude, man. His childhood. Crazy.
Have you seen, I think it might be on YouTube, like famous people's homes. He has this home, I think it's in Costa Rica.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
this big farm that he bought, and it's just stunning.
Dude, it's really? It's up
it's
on, like
stunning.
On like it's kind of up on a mountainside
yeah,
over
yeah.
Looking over the ocean
yeah,
as well.
It's stunning. And it's like he's got all these like different areas for like where they make music. Everybody that works for him lives there, and it's all like free. It's awesome.
He got some dough, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah
he
man.
Was a giant star.
What was that big song he had? It was a huge
this
song,
one?
Like in the
this
late one? 90s. Is
yeah,
this
Fly
it?
Was a huge.
Is this the
Fly,
one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
then,
this one he had American
yeah,
Woman.
This one. Yeah,
this
yeah,
is a
yeah,
cover.
And before any of that, Are You Gonna Go My Way was his first mega mix.
That was a massive hit.
Yeah.
And the video was badass.
Yeah. Does he have a daughter that's really good, or am I thinking
I think it's Zoe Kravitz's
Zoe
daughter
Kravitz,
or not?
Yeah, and that is he and Lisa Bonet, I believe, right?
Sounds right.
Is that right? But
he's just badass,
as
dude.
He was growing up, his mom and dad were both in the business in different ways in New York. And he would stay with his grandma and grandpa during the weekend and go to his mom and dad's on the weekend. And he would be hanging out with people that were just his friends. And it was like Dizzy Gillespie and I mean all these huge, like, he had the most interesting childhood.
It's a Brazilian farm that he owns,
and he had no idea until he grew up Ooh. That these people he knew were famous. You know what I mean? It's he is an artist. It's pretty cool, man. He's pretty neat. I like this guy.
I'm reading the most fascinating article right now, but it's gonna have to wait because it's not time for fascinating articles.
No.
It's time for Tommy's Takes, presented by our friends at Granite Logistics.
Hey, thanks, Granite Logistics. If you're looking for a new job or a new career, go to granite-logistics.com/career.
It's time to party. We will party hard.
We're going to party hard in Vegas. Hopefully Tommy's there, but
he
if he's not
there,
there
huh? he promised
we're going to just party hard for the next 10 minutes.
He
Tommy's
That's
help.
Correct. Okay, first one, I wish Ben was here. You guys, so after party last Thursday, you guys were talking about when you guys all get drunk, and when you come home and you just maul food, like, it's just literally probably my favorite thing to do. When you're drunk and you're not thinking about being guilty, mm-hmm. about eating bad, grabbing food is, like, my favorite thing in the world to do. I know it's probably one of the most basic takes of all time, but yes, it's very
sure.
good. Very,
eating,
very, very
eating
good.
While drinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you also talked about warm cheese balls from Muddy Cow or Muddy Pig. So good. That, like, instead of the popcorn.
Really?
These are for this is from last
Warm
last
cheese year. Balls.
Oh!
Okay.
Sauce.
Yeah, babe.
Candyland Chicago mix?
Yeah.
Best snack of all time.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Of all time. Of all time. Okay. And there's one in Minneapolis.
It's
yeah, like right
so
downtown,
good.
Right?
Yeah. It's the... I'm not kidding you. When I'm possibly put to death at some uh-huh. point, it will be on my list.
Oh, it's on the list? Yeah.
What did you do to put yourself on death row?
Everybody just got sick of him.
Brought your two careers to the ground.
And then, Core, I put right after the Costco one.
Yeah.
Just as good.
Yeah, and it's just the caramel corn and the,
yeah,
it's
the cheese. Two.
It's
yeah.
not the butter
the white
popcorn.
And blue bag.
That's enough. That's enough.
It's enough. It's not the same, but it's enough. Hawk.
Yeah.
So you came back with a vengeance this week, so I want to say it's good to have you back.
I'm so glad to be here, buddy. Thank you.
And then you said, when they said loose and comfortable, like my high school girlfriend.
Yeah.
That
well,
was
you know
good
what
one.
I mean, though, right?
Yeah, of course. No judging Jesus. Here.
No judging.
oh, Rocky IV? Best of all time.
Come on.
Okay.
Come
I
on.
I thought you were going to go the other way.
I was afraid you were going another
yeah.
direction. I know.
There's no easy way out.
Of all, Greatest montage in any movie of all
time. Great point, Hawk.
Everything about it.
When he puts, when was he goes in his Lambo and he just
drives.
Is that no easy way out?
Right.
Oh, dude.
The damn
you can't win. And then he just snaps.
Oh, it's so good. And then when he's training in Russia.
Oh, and he's lifting those, and those boulders and stuff.
And he outruns the Mercedes-Benz.
You think he did it?
And then there's that scene where he's wearing, like, that black tank top, and he's sweating next to the fire lifting weights.
Oh, God, he's so hot.
It's essentially a modern tortoise in the hare, right? It's the tortoise is out in the woods lifting boulders.
Yeah.
And the Russian, Ivan Drago,
That's
is basically
a very good
the hare.
Point, Corey.
Yeah, man.
Just steroiding up and running as fast as he can. Well, that's not how you win a race. You win a race by training the right way.
I just
heart.
Love that movie. I just love
it. Yeah, it's so good.
It's so good. It's my favorite Rock movie by far.
By a mile.
Yeah, by a mile.
I like the one with Connery and Cage better.
Right.
I like porn.
It's hard to keep up with
Jesus.
That's a good line.
Well, it's Rocks.
Oh, and then I just put, yeah!
All right.
Okay.
Okay, which one, though?
I know, because we had someone debating
it. Yeah, somebody was debating it. Yeah,
favorite?
Which one is it? Yeah, yeah.
I really like the Jim Carrey, but I think that the lady yelling at, like, the moose soup lady. I don't know if it's moose soup lady.
Yeah, this gal.
That one. That's my favorite.
Yeah!
Yeah, that's the ba-ba baby.
That's right.
That's the gal outside of the was it a FedEx truck or something?
Yeah.
Who's she complaining
she's
to
really
again?
Upset about
and then
somebody,
she says
the mail carrier
Yeah,
she's
pissed.
You're gonna pay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's
yeah,
she says, thank
baby.
You, JC, for video.
Yeah, that's right.
I like that you just censored that.
I've been talked about saying.
You didn't say his name in vain.
Yeah, but I've been talked about saying his name.
Who said you can't say his name? Chad Abbott said you can't say it.
He said, don't say it so much.
I think he meant don't say it in vain, so don't go like, Jesus Christ.
That's a better Sean Connery than when you try to do Sean Connery.
Oh, my God, thank you. Thank you so much.
So in the future, when somebody says do a really good Sean Connery impression, just do Bane saying Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
That's pretty good. Hey, Sean, I just mentioned your movie, The Rock. It was terrific.
The fact of the matter is.
Whoa, what did you just say?
He said the fact. Oh, okay. The fact of the matter is. It's getting worse. He had it 30
For
seconds.
For a second, when I didn't know I was doing it, I was great.
Your best impressions are non-intentional.
Thank you very much, I guess.
That's kind of a compliment. Yeah.
Sorry, Rosie. Thank you, buddy.
I don't know if I just said this or where this is coming from, but I said Dov is sexy as hell and is the BH king.
He is the BH king.
Well, that must be from my wife's screen name on Roblox.
That's right. That's it.
Yeah, she's the BH mom
what
for
does
Bailey
that have to
and
do
Harper.
With Dov.
Maybe that was Tommy's way of saying, well, if Dov had a screen name, he'd be the BH king.
BH king.
He doesn't have kids with the initials B and H like my wife does.
Right.
He's just the butthole king.
He just is. That's what he is. Hey, you know what? If you're going to be anything, be the king of it, right?
Right.
Oh, then Sauce, I said, that cowboy hat F's hard.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You F hard.
But get one that fits.
Yeah, okay, here, get it.
Oh, and then Hawk, I said Cyrus Hockey. That'd have been brilliant.
Great name, right?
I love Cyrus.
I'd make a good Cyrus. What would you rather your name be? You like Tommy?
I don't know. I think I could be a good Jack.
I can see that. I can see him being Jack.
Know. Tommy just fits me because it's like a kid.
Tommy
name,
is
I
you.
Just,
yeah, you'll never be Tom to me. You'll always be Tommy.
No, I'm not a Tom.
You'll be Grandpa Tommy.
I'm almost offended when someone calls me Tom.
Yeah, right. I feel
like
you.
You don't like Tom?
I don't like it at all.
Oh,
no,
really?
I don't like it at all.
I will not call you Tom ever again then.
I don't like it. You're Tommy.
Thank you. Oh, Louis Lieber? That's a sick name.
That's a sweet name.
That's a sick name.
Yeah.
It's a drop name.
No, but my mom, yeah, it is. So my mom's name is Treese, but everyone calls her Kelly, so that's why I wrote it down.
Treese?
Louis is his middle name. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but my mom's real name is Treese. No one calls her Treese.
Where do you get
Kelly?
Yeah, where'd they get that?
Treese? Like Mother Teresa.
So T-E-R-E-S-E?
Yeah, Treese.
That's her real name?
That's my mom's real first name, Treese. It's Treese Kelly Olsen. So her...
Treese sounds like a rapper's
name. So it's TKO, like Rocky.
Dude, let's go see Kendrick Lamar and Treese. They're at the Armory next Saturday.
Listen, Treese is a smoke show. She is.
She's
mom's a beauty.
She's
super cool.
She's
a beauty.
Treese would perform on SNL, and I would just say, this is garbage.
Tommy's mom?
This isn't even music.
Mike Rollins? Mike Wallace made Raw.
I've seen it on
Riddick
Twitter.
Moss.
Yeah, he's a big deal in the wrestling world.
No,
for him,
kidding.
Man.
Yeah. You know, you're friends with him, right?
Yeah.
Get him on the show.
Oh, yeah. Would you guys want him on?
100%.
Yeah, that's a cool story.
Yeah, Riddick Moss is his name.
Yeah, what a cool name, speaking
Riddick
of fake
Moss.
Names.
Riddick Moss,
is he a heel or is he a babyface?
He's kind of a heel. He's like a really cocky heel. So it's like...
Sweet.
He has the arrogance of like Randy Moss in his prime. That's why it's Moss.
Yeah, man.
And that's brilliant. Like,
it's really cool.
That's really cool,
and
man.
He's like
good
super jacked.
Jesus.
Oh, Paul, your head's not that big. It's a normal head.
I appreciate that.
Oh, you guys brought up Teacher of the Year?
Yeah.
Teacher of the Year. I think, Cecilia. Seth should be Teacher of the Year.
Seth is the Teacher of the Year. According to the Power Trip Morning Show, she won.
Okay.
She's not even tenured. What does that mean?
I almost feel, but seriously, she should. But, Corey, I almost feel like I can't say this. But you said, see you next Tuesday, the bonus?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. Please don't say it. I know exactly what you're trying to do.
I, like, started shaking when you guys talked about it. Yeah. I was like, what are you guys saying?
One needs to take see you next Tuesday.
Yeah. Or Thursday. Oh! Either one. Yeah.
Or Thursday.
Yeah. Hey, Rose, you said a line the other day.
Hey, Teal.
You said, this too shall pass. I don't know what you were talking about, but This Too Shall Pass is a great song. I don't even know if you guys know it. It's a great song.
I don't.
No.
It's from Mighty Ducks 2 when he...
of course it is.
So Mighty Ducks 2 when he first comes back and he's waiting for the bus.
Is that when Goldberg first started math?
This isn't it.
This is OK Go. Oh, this is not the song? Oh, OK.
No. And
that's what this is called.
But it's really random. I just wanted to bring up Mighty Ducks 2.
OK, cool. All right, good. OK, good.
Diet Pop Mixers. What about Zeros?
I don't know about from a scientific standpoint, but they taste delicious.
Come on, Cherry Coke Zero is a jam.
Whale.
Cherry Coke Zero is the best way to fight.
I named my dog after Cherry Coke Zero.
Yeah, that's Twisted Lady Parts.
Really?
She's got Twisted Lady Parts,
Right.
That's how we came up with the name.
That's brilliant. Did you guys see Mountain Dew's coming out with Zero?
We've already tried it. It's terrific.
How is it? Is it really?
It's really good.
Tastes just like Mountain Dew.
Where do you see their Super Bowl commercial, by the way? It's great.
Okay.
Yeah, Hockey Night Season. It's brilliant.
Oh, can we just take a second? The Juliana Huff? I had to pull over.
I knew he'd like this one.
Oh, absolutely.
Did you know he'd like this one?
Well.
What do you think, Rob?
Repeat.
What do you think, Tommy? Do you think it was real? Do you think she got the...
I could care less.
Right, you just want to watch her flop around, right? Right.
Yeah. She's gorgeous.
It's nonsense, but watching her flop around and make those sounds, I figured you and the Butthole King, Dobb, would be completely into it.
Oh, Hawk.
Yes, sir.
It's great to have you back this week. You've been playing some bangers.
Thank you very much for saying that.
You played Seeger, and you said Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yeah.
And Don't Worry, Be Happy reminds me of Cocktail and JK47. This is for you. Cocktail's best movie ever.
I still got to see that movie. I've never seen it.
Oh, it's
the Tom Cruise movie?
Yes.
Jesus. Best movie ever.
That's like my dream in life, just to drop everything and go to Jamaica. And
you know what? I could understand how that would be.
It'd be great.
It would be. Every dude wanted that job.
Eddie and I think about it all the time.
Huh? What are you going to change your name to if you do it?
Tom?
No, come on. You just said it a moment ago. What are you going to change your name to? Who are you gonna
be? Yeah, Jack.
You're going to be Jack.
I will be Jack.
You can't be Tommy. People know where you're at.
No, right.
You got to be Jack. And people are going to say, brilliant. Aren't you
Jack
Tommy Wilson?
Then your initials can be J-O.
Yeah.
It all comes around.
Yeah.
Come on!
Human cocaine, Tommy Olsen. Anything else?
Kyoto.
Oh, this is Tommy's taste.
Tommy's taste.
Right?
And it was all you can eat sushi, and I usually am not a sushi fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Went there, unbelievable. It was really good.
Where is it?
It's right in Roseville. It's in like the Harmar Mall. It was like $25 for all you can eat sushi. Super good. And I got the peanut avocado roll. Very, very super good.
That sounds so good.
I'll post it on Instagram. It's super good. And then the Delaware Concert Core sounds... Oh, what did I even... I said, get your own bit because you're making fun of me saying, core, 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 core. And then... yeah, that's about it.
I love you, buddy.
Thanks, Tommy. Mark Rosen is here. Vikings News is next. It's the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
The Fan.
Power Trip Morning Show, discussing the important topics with Rosie, Tommy, and Saucy, and that being going to Vegas. I can't wait. I wish it was tomorrow. Hi, Rosie.
Good morning.
We're almost there, Rosie.
I know it.
A couple months.
I saw Chris committed, so that's all that mattered.
Yeah, that's right.
He was going to have some conflicts.
I'll get Tommy there as well.
Nope.
We just got to talk his new bosses into letting him go. Yeah, and that should be pretty easy.
Part of the job description.
There's so many single gals down the hall that we're trying to get there. For sauce.
They don't seem interested.
Why not?
I don't know.
That's fine. I don't want to go with people who aren't interested in hanging around me. I don't need that.
No, have you tried asking them to go to Vegas while you're wearing your cowboy hat?
Oh, good point. That'll change everything.
Maybe that's a difference maker for a lot of these ladies. What if you say, I'll take you to that PBR bar. I'll ride the mechanical bull. Drinks are on me.
Yeah.
And then say, howdy, ma'am, at the end. Actually, you should probably lead with that.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah.
Hey, do we have much Vikings news? Because, again, this article that I read, I can't believe.
All right, well, hold on. Let me hit this.
It's time for Vikings news.
Touchdown!
Presented by
Radco.
Truck Accessories Pro.
No, we ain't got nothing. Go ahead.
That's the end of that. Thank you, Viking news. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, there really isn't anything.
No.
Obviously, the Super Bowl's a couple days away. We can ask you about it in the next segment during Fan 5.
Exactly.
Vikings news.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a headline on CNN.
Yeah.
And the picture made me squirm.
Ooh.
But sometimes I like to feel uncomfortable, Rosie, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
Hey, sometimes to feel alive, you got to be a little out of your comfort zone. You know what I mean? You know what I mean. Wink twice if you get what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I got you.
The headline says, snake venom can now be made in a lab, and that could save many lives. They're talking about how the process of creating anti-venom is super cumbersome. It's dangerous. You have to deal with live snakes.
Right.
You got to inject it into horses or other animals.
You milk them?
Yeah, honestly, it's the whole thing's a pain in the ass,
right.
And it's dangerous. Well, now they're saying, we can mass produce anti-venom because we can create this crap in a lab. Terrific, right?
It took them so long.
All right. Yeah.
What's the hitch?
The number that I saw blew my mind.
How many snakes does it take?
How many people a year on Earth die from snake bites?
Die from snake bites. Wow.
A year.
Based on what you're saying, it's got to be a lot higher maybe than even you anticipated the way you posed the question.
When was the last time you heard somebody dying from a snake bite in the
well,
news?
Well, we don't hear about it. I mean... Because most
once in a while, though, in the States.
In the country.
Yeah. Worldwide.
Worldwide.
Snake bite deaths a year. 10,000? Sauce.
I heard you tell Tommy.
Okay.
My real guess would be like 1,700.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be more than that.
200.
That's it?
A day.
Oh, my God! Come on!
73,000 a year.
Oh.
50,000 a year in India alone.
Well, I was going to say, we don't get the... That's not funny! I hate snakes!
I do, too. Check this out.
No,
every 5 minutes, every 5 minutes on Earth... By the way, again, that's how many people die a year, 73,000. Every 5 minutes, mm-hmm. plural... 50 people get bitten by a snake.
What the hell? Rosie, stop laughing.
Check this out. These numbers blow my mind. 50 people every 5 minutes. 25 get injected with venom. So 25 are venomous snakes.
Right, right.
Out of those 25, 4 end up being permanently disabled because of the venom's effect on the system, and one dies.
Whoa, Rosie!
That's ridiculous.
One person
that's
dead.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Well,
50,000 a year in India, 73,000 worldwide.
We don't hear about
bites.
It. We don't have the India.
I'm never going to India. I wasn't planning on it anyway.
No.
No way.
I'm never going to India. Good luck with your snakes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Don't they have enough mice to eat and get hungry? I
don't know, man. They bite you just like because you step on them and stuff, right?
You walk near them, get out of my territory. They bite you and you're dead.
Yeah.
73,000 times a year.
Yeah,
no matter what snake you may run across, or used to be like play some golf. You played golf in the Arizona?
I played golf in Las Vegas golf course, and they're like, if your ball goes past this,
don't go.
Just leave it.
Yeah,
don't go get it.
No matter what snake you see in our country, you think, I'm not going near it.
Dude. By the time
we have rattlesnakes in Minnesota,
I started this story about 4.5 minutes ago. Somebody has died from snake bite
since
I started talking.
That's terrible.
On average. That's insane.
It is. I can tell by the inflection in your voice.
Why do people ever leave their house? Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
You have to go get
crank your AC. Crank your AC to 62 degrees in the winter. It's easy to just open a window. Play Rocket League and never leave your basement.
Well, I'll tell
you. It's working for me.
When I was a kid, those damn water moccasins.
Ugh.
They chased us, man. We would go play in the creek, and they would be sunning on a rock.
In Indiana. Yeah,
they would be sunning on a rock, and you would walk into the creek, and they would get into the water and chase you. And I know they say snakes are afraid of you, but I'm going to tell you.
Those ones aren't.
No.
Water moccasins chased us.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You have nightmares about that?
Terrible.
Man,
terrible. Dude. And we'd throw rocks at them.
Why?
Because they're snakes.
How much of a hick were you?
You would have hated me.
Well, yeah, of course. They're the cottonmouth snake, right? Is that what they're actually?
I don't know
called?
What they call them up here, but we call them water moccasins.
Yeah,
just terrible. Mm-hmm, stay mm-hmm. away from snakes.
Oh my God!
Well, I'm glad they're producing anti
venom. The venom from a water moccasin breaks down blood cells, preventing the blood from clotting.
And they're enormous, man. I just enormous snakes.
Yeah,
ridiculous. Yeah. Forget it. No, thank you.
Oh, by the way, I found the action. Oh, geez, hang on a second here. Now they're saying. It's up to 138,000. I guess on average it's in the 70s, but up to 138,000 snake bite deaths per year worldwide. Asia alone, 57 to 100,000 snake bite deaths a year. Here's the more fun number, then we'll go to break. On average, how many people die in the U.S. and Canada per year
snake bite?
From snake bite?
Yeah, that number's considerably lower.
I bet, yeah.
Certain parts of the country, obviously.
And you said U.S. and Canada?
Is U.S. and Canada combined average snake bite deaths a year.
From that die from them. Yeah, I was going to say 500.
50.
15.
Oh, that's
oh,
it.
Oh, my God. Okay, there you
wow.
go. That's
goodness.
Why we live here.
Yeah.
Yep, that's why
not
my
a real
ancestors
pleasant
moved
way
to get
go.
Away from the snakes.
Yeah. Asia, up to 100,000 a year.
Doesn't even make the news.
Forget India. I'm not going to Asia, period.
Nope.
At all. Throw a dart at that map, and I'm not going there. Unless they get rid of snakes. Fan 5 is next.
Happy birthday, 20th birthday to Carter Moose Morissette today. Make it a great year, brother. Last year before you're legal. I know you haven't drank a single drop yet.
The Fan.
Captain Morgan is giving you the chance to join me for a Minnesota Wild game in a suite and a chance to qualify to win a trip to Vegas with the Power Trip Morning Show. Just show us how you watch the Minnesota Wild like a captain on Twitter or Instagram using hashtag like a captain and hashtag KFAN Wild for your shot to win. More info at KFAN.com, keyword contest.
I love it!
Thank you.
Hey, Rosie.
Yes, sir.
As we, you and I, and all four of us, and the Power Trip Morning Show listeners, grow old together, which is what we all do, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to get to know you better.
Okay.
So I asked you about the other day, what would you be doing in this exact spot? You know, what was here?
Right.
The first time you heard this song and your elbow was hanging out the window of your car, what kind of car do you think you were driving? What was your first car?
My first car I wanted desperately was a Dodge Challenger.
Of course.
And I saved up enough money for working at the drugstore here not too far away, and the guy wanted $3,000 for it. I had the money for it, but my dad said the car insurance was going to be too high because it was a high-performance car. It was one of the worst days of my life. So I bought, I know it sounds like a great car right now, but it wasn't exactly like the movie. I bought a Ford Torino.
Yeah, right.
And it wasn't like the one that was in the movie.
No, right.
Because when I saw the movie, I went, Gran Torino.
Yeah.
I went, okay, I get it. That's the car I would have loved to have had, but I didn't. My favorite car was a 65 or 66 Mustang, but I never owned one of those.
Never got one of those?
My dear friend R.J. Fritz had a 65 or 66 Mustang, and it was a dream every time I got to ride in that thing.
You waited 3 or 4 years.
Oh, yeah. So I was just devastated. So I bought a used Torino, and it was not good because the windows got stuck in the wintertime. I remember having to climb out the window one time just to get out of the car when it was like 40 below. Yeah. But, that's probably what I was doing. Yeah.
Here's the question, and kids don't do this.
Yep.
Top speed you ever got that car up to? Going down, like, what was not even 100 yet?
Well, it wasn't 100, but I remember going down 169.
Okay.
Shocking.
What does that mean? Oh, okay. 95.
Yeah. Did it float, the front end of it float, like you wanted to take up off the ground and fly away? Those big old cars used to float like crazy, man.
Oh. You all do stupid stuff.
Yeah, right.
No seatbelts on.
Dude,
seatbelts.
I was 5 years old in 1985.
Mm-hmm.
My, wow. I kind of took my dad's car for a joyride. I got it up to 88 miles an hour.
Oh, no, what happened?
Tracks of fire. I left, like, skid marks.
Wow. God.
Crashed into a movie theater.
Wow.
I was 5 years old.
Come on. What?
Yep.
Are you okay? Were you okay?
You'll see later.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, great memories.
My kids were disasters.
So, now I understand why Laura Lambert never said no to his boys. Because, you know, Laura Lambert would have allowed me to get that Dodge Challenger.
Oh, yeah, absolutely would have. Yeah.
And paid for the insurance.
Paid for the insurance.
Right.
Yeah, that was the sweetest. I thought, oh, my God, this is going to be... Katie bar the door. Girls are going to be... Oh, my... Yeah, okay. Well, hey, you want to go for a ride in my...
Yeah. Yeah.
Rusted out Torino?
Yeah.
That's why you got to get an electric horsey like Meat Sauce.
Yeah. Electric horsey, yeah.
Put a cowboy hat on and drive around town.
There's some great cars.
Pick up chicks.
Man, yeah. Great cars. Cars that matter.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Well, I saw that story on the Bullitt car, McQueen's car.
Yeah.
That was sold. I think the original, they put on an ad in the paper. They think they bought it originally for $3,500 or something. They kept it, and a school teacher rode it to work, and they had, it was still revved up like it was. I don't
know.
And they had the camera mount in the back and all that. And then they kept it and kept it and kept it. And finally, it's up for auction. I think they sold for, I don't know, how many thousands and thousands of dollars. But it's
lucky.
What a story. Okay.
It's like $1 an hour.
Sports. Sports. You love it. I love it. We love it.
If you have that audio already, let's play this. Really.
Yeah,
have you seen Rick Fox tell the story of what he went through on Sunday
yet
or not?
It's interesting you mentioned that. I saw it this morning having my breakfast before I came in here. He was part of the panel discussion with Shaq and Barkley and the rest of them. And Rick Fox's name, unfortunately, was prominently mentioned on Sunday when all these wild rumors were going on about who was on that helicopter. I did hear it. It's worth hearing.
Which makes me, again, very curious that even if there was a misunderstanding about another player being on the helicopter, right, it ended up being Gianna's teammate, right, another 13-year-old girl teammate.
Correct.
But even if you mishear that, or if a reporter mishears that another player was on the helicopter, how do you get to Rick Fox? Like, how do you get to a name?
No.
There's so many other teammates. I wonder how Rick's name got sucked into this vortex.
Did they live in the same neighborhood?
I don't know. I really don't know. By the way, side note, before we play the Rick Fox, have you seen that, and maybe there are multiple people that do this, but Kawhi Leonard now is rethinking whether or not he's going to continue to do this.
Interview.
He does this.
Yeah, he does
the helicopter
and actually worked with that pilot.
That pilot used to fly him to and from San Diego.
Right.
Yeah.
What about, I read that the ABC reporter got suspended or something?
And rightfully
for
identifying the fact that all his kids were on there.
Surprised he's not fired.
Colbert did a really good piece, and we'll listen to it, about the question I think a lot of us have. At the NTSB, I think I heard one of the experts saying, why don't they have black boxes on helicopters?
Yeah, right.
Not that that's a precautionary thing, but at least people...
Retrospect, though, it's answers.
You find out what happened in those last 30 seconds or something. It's not that heavy.
Don't know.
I don't know.
All right, so here's Rick Fox telling the panel and the world what he went through in terms of learning that his friend Kobe Bryant had died and... finding out that the rest of the world thought he died as well.
Thank you to NBA on TNT.
Instead of from a loved one or a family member, and she fortunately called me, and we just were talking and crying about the news of Kobe and my son. And then we started, so we were talking. I was talking to my kids, just trying to spend the time with them, and then the phone just started going off. And I'm thinking to myself, everybody wants to talk about Kobe. And I right now want to be with my kids and my family. And then all of a sudden, my best friend, King Rice, who's a basketball coach, King Kenny.
North Carolina. I'll tell you the story between King and Kenny.
Okay, he walked off the court at Iona, and somebody apparently told him that I may have been on the helicopter, and he started calling. So I'm seeing King's number, repeatedly going and going and going, and I think he's worried about me, so I said, I'm going to talk to my best friend, and I answered, and I said, hey, man, this is crazy about Kobe, and he just was bawling. And I started crying, and he was like, you're alive. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, like, what do you mean? And it was in that moment that my phone just started going, and my mom and my sister and my brother. And so, look, this has been a lot to process for all of us. Quite frankly, we're blessed to have had the time we had with Kobe. A city is mourning, a family's mourning, we're all mourning, and I'm glad that's over with, but it was hard to deal with because it shook a lot of people in my life.
So man, look, on Sunday,
his mommy,
I know, think about that.
Him.
Think about how many people on Sunday accidentally or some intentionally made Kobe's death about themselves, right? Instead of having
it's
it
the
be
human
about
condition.
Right. Yeah, it's how you connect to Kobe, yeah. Right?
Right.
On Sunday, if anybody had the right to tell a story about how their day went, it was Rick Fox. Because Rick, Shaq told that story the other day. Shaq said he heard that Rick Fox. Because remember, he said he went through waves of emotions like, oh, no, not Kobe.
Right.
Oh, no, not Gianna. Oh, not Rick. Like, you know, Shaq thinks he's losing everybody. Rick absolutely has the right to say, most surreal day of my life. Lost a friend.
Right.
Had to realize there were 8 other people on that helicopter, including Kobe's daughter. And his entire world thought that he was dead.
In a very
small window, you got a glimpse of what the world would react to when they learned that you're dead. That's what Rick went through on Sunday.
Statement you just made. And I was following it in real time. And again, this is the world we live in when you're on Twitter and everything else, where everything is just flying out there. But there's a difference between reputable sources, which proved to be wrong in the case of this ABC reporter. Because I literally backed up, I was watching it live, and I backed it up to say, did I just hear what I think I heard? That he said all of his kids were on that helicopter? I went, yep, that's exactly what he said. But then all of a sudden, this Rick Fox thing comes out of the blue. Now, that I don't believe that came from a media source. I don't think anyone...
I don't know where it started, but it was everywhere.
I think someone was just speculating, and this is what happens, though, when it ends up on Twitter, and then you go, oh... Okay, then you go, just stop. Let the authorities do their job. Let's see how this is going to play out. It's a tragedy. We know that. We know Kobe was on there. That's all we really know right now. And then all of a sudden the words came out and we know what happened. But man, what a surreal day to hear how people were talking about you as if they thought you were dead.
But by the way, think of the skepticism, because again, these guys can back me up. When we heard that it was 5 people dead, and there were rumors that all 4 kids were on board. Right. I shot these two a text going,
he immediately
that doesn't make sense to me because there's a 7-month-old. I'm like, I can't imagine that Vanessa would not be on it. Because now you're saying Kobe's the pilot and there's no other parent, even though the oldest daughter is 16, 17. I'm like, that doesn't make sense. You wouldn't have a 7-month-old strapped to a helicopter by yourself. But think about this. My skepticism would have been much lower if we knew the original number was 9. If it's 9 people are dead and all 4 kids were on, my radar would have been much lower. Because I'd have been like, well, that makes sense. There's a pilot, maybe Kobe, maybe Vanessa. But when it was just 5, which was the report until that one, I think it was forget which official from California had the press conference and said it's 9. And it was the guy that ripped TMZ.
Wasn't it the chief?
It was one of the one of the officials basically said TMZ's a joke essentially, and it's not 5, it's 9. That changes everything.
Well,
but the Rick Fox thing I think had already been dispelled long before that, but he had about a 2-hour Rick Fox rumor window.
Well, the assumption when we hear that is that most helicopters will only accommodate 4 or 5 people, and I think that was the thought. Like, well, how could that be?
Yeah,
how could they have all four people, Kobe and the pilot? That doesn't make sense.
Right.
Then you realize that the kind of helicopter it was.
Was it fit like 12 or 13, they say? I think
up to 12.
Something like that.
Up to 12,
I forget the exact number. But obviously,
sense.
It's more than 9. They had 9.
Correct.
Honestly, think about for a moment calling your best friend just to listen to his voice on his voicemail.
Yeah.
And he answers. And he literally thought he was dead.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But you're calling to see if he answers, right? Because you're calling to say, because especially with Rick. Rick's death hadn't been confirmed by anybody.
No.
So
he hadn't heard about it.
So the easiest way to confirm it, if you know him, is like, oh my God, I got to call Rick.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And just hope that it's wrong when he answers. And it sounds like this King guy, King whatever his name, King Rice or whatever his name is, had called multiple times.
Right.
So every time Rick doesn't answer, you're confirming he's not answering.
Right.
Of course he would answer my call. He must be dead. He's not answering his phone.
And obviously, they would have figured it out at some point. But think if you go, I don't want to talk about it, and you just turn your phone off.
Yeah.
Right, because think about that. This is a very modern way to think about it. But think of how different it is when you call somebody and you go straight to voicemail compared to ringing.
Right.
If you call Rick Fox's phone on Sunday and it rings 7 times and goes to voicemail, I'd say...
Yeah.
If his phone is destroyed in a helicopter crash, it would be going straight to voicemail.
Right. Wow.
Right?
Think of how even the phone ringing would give you a little bit of hope that he's still with you.
Yeah.
Crazy. And if again, obviously, we've seen pictures of the wreckage.
Yeah.
Holy
bleep. I know. 180 miles an hour.
Is that what they said? 180?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Close to 200 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. It's, you know, I mean...
Yeah, there's
turn the lights off. Right,
it's absolutely
to your point. The other day, Hawk, it's over instantly.
Yeah, everything instantly. That we become as a society in terms of the way we gather information, decipher information, all that was right there in real time in about an hour.
Yeah,
and then some on Sunday morning.
Yeah, you're never great at anything right away. We're learning how to do it.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know, said, I mean, Hawk.
Just, yep. Yep. Oof.
This is the worst seg of all time, but we got to do this bit.
Go ahead, man.
It's time for a national cash contest. Text the keyword ball. That's ball to 200-200 to enter for your shot to put a grand in your hand. Standard text message and data rates apply.
Thank you, Saucy.
Yeah. Rick Fox, one hell of a good-looking dude.
That's a good-looking guy,
he
man.
He is handsome.
And he looks better with gray hair.
Right, the little gray tint, man. He's just he's getting better with age.
Speaking of gray hair, there's Sly Stallone posted a selfie of him with totally gone gray.
And he looks...
He looks sweet.
All right, I'm on it.
Go look for it.
I'm going right
Rocky's getting up there.
Right.
Good for Rocky.
Yeah, man, good for you, dude.
More of the Power Trip Morning Show with Mark Rosen after this on The Fan.
The traveling hands of time, St. Genevieve, can hold back the water. The saints don't bother.
Look at this photograph. Good morning, everybody. Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. The Power Trip Morning Show has your tickets. And the drummer of Nickelback, Daniel, says this about this upcoming tour.
Our original fans' kids are now coming to the shows. They're raised on us. That's the legacy part of this. And hopefully it'll transcend to... We're a cool band again.
Don't hold your breath.
Not those poor guys. Even
don't
they
hold your breath.
That's the singer. He's looked at his drummer and says, don't hold your breath. I like this band.
I like that they get
me
that
too.
Most of us hate them, though.
It makes you like them more, right?
100%.
100%, yeah?
Yeah, it definitely makes me think I would like them as guys. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters anyway.
Yeah,
if they're good dudes, who cares?
Yeah.
You don't have to like their music.
And they're cashing
they're
checks.
They're good dudes.
And they're coming to the XL Energy Center.
Parrish says they're all super, super,
super
nice guys.
When he took me backstage to meet them, they couldn't have been more accommodating. There were a group of the band and hangers-on in the bus. I literally only knew the lead singer. I couldn't have told you who the rest of the band was. That's how normal guys they
just
were.
Just nice guys.
Just normal guys.
That's awesome.
And
that
let me tell you, they're coming to the X on Thursday, August 6th. And thanks to Ryan Donaldson, we've got a pair of tickets to give you right now. Caller 11, 651-999-5326, 1-800-320-5326. Be the 11th caller. I'll give you tickets to see Nickelback at the X.
Cool. While you're doing that, Rosie, let's do this.
Now it's time for headlines.
I got some good ones today.
I can't wait.
Just headlines. Let's start with, you know, normally headlines are like nonsensical, just news stories. Some of this is pop culture today, too. Let's start with this one. This relates to both of you. The Big Lebowski spinoff, Jesus Rolls, is going to hit theaters on February 28th.
Why?
You guys are both against this?
Yeah. Well, I don't know who's in the cast. I don't know.
Turturro's back.
Okay.
And the Coen brothers aren't a part of it, but they gave him the thumbs up. Like, go for it.
Okay. Turturro is worth the price of admission. He's hilarious, everything he does. Okay. I'll keep an open mind. Thank you.
But I'm not. Because I think the less we know about the Jesus,
the better.
The better. Mm-hmm.
Couldn't agree more.
It makes... Remember what I told you? But I think it's a bad idea because The Big Lebowski is literally one of the greatest movies of all time.
Agreed.
All right.
Hall & Oates are in the early stages of writing their first new album of new material since 2003.
What's the rush?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You like Hall & Oates?
Yeah, of course. They're coming. Aren't they coming to town? Best seat in the house. Got to go see them. I mean, see them.
As long as they play Out of Touch, right?
Great point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great point. That song rips so hard.
You're up.
Yeah. This is a good smooching song.
Dave Matthews.
Go on.
Oh, God.
Is teaming up with I'm not making this up.
I saw it already.
This is real.
I saw it yesterday.
Dave Matthews is teaming up with a children's author to write a fantasy novel.
Yeah, good for him.
Hmm.
Right.
What would that sound like if it was an audiobook?
Oh, God. Why do we make fun of things I like?
The Hawk's on the phone. Yeah. He might be contributing to that. Okay, well, good for him.
It's cool, man.
It is.
I don't care what you think about this band.
How would that sound?
This band is...
Oh, yeah, you do it.
Jack and Jill went up the hill.
You're Jack and what?
Wow.
Who knew Rosie could get that
sounds
high?
Sounds more like Terry than Dave Matthews.
You sound like a deer mouse. Jeez,
that was apparently Dave Matthews doing a fantasy
movie. Good for him, man. All right. Good for him.
Okay.
Well, I'm... What's your band up to, other than playing at gas stations? Yeah, checkmate, bitch.
Playing at gas stations?
Are they playing at gas stations? Like Quick Trip?
I don't know. They have a 3-day sold-out show in Vegas for 311 Day coming up.
Do they?
And they're selling streaming for $60 a pop. I'll buy one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're doing okay.
Yeah, they're doing okay. Money. Good, good. I'm glad everybody's happy. Good.
You know, Exum had his own island, but no big deal.
Yeah,
he's doing fine.
He's got eczema?
Yeah, he's got eczema, too.
That's sad. Hopefully he's doing okay.
Two schools in Florida were locked down after a man was spotted walking around with a gun.
Ugh.
Gosh darn it.
But it turns out that people who lived nearby had hired the guy to hunt iguanas.
Jesus.
Well, wow.
They were falling out of trees in Orlando last week because it was so
too
cold.
Yeah. Well, this guy was trying to
hunting
shoot
hunting iguanas? Is that a legal thing to do?
Yeah, how would that sound, Rosie?
Or Terry.
Okay.
Wow.
The other day we talked about Cinnamon Toast Crunch, that a Cinnamon Toast Crunch ice cream was right around the corner.
Right.
Now, Lucky Charms ice cream is also on its way to stores.
Hell yeah.
Mm. Okay.
I freaking love Lucky Charms. Same. How can you not?
Underrated.
And the marshmallows are the best part. I don't really like marshmallows when it comes to ice cream. If it's Lucky Charms, marshmallows, and ice cream, that's not for me. And I love Lucky Charms. Just give me the marshmallows on the side. I'll have the ice cream separate.
Right. No, great tune, Hogs.
Thank you. Eating barbecued iguana.
A daycare in Florida wrote a message in black ink on a toddler's stomach reminding his mom to bring more diapers.
Oh, idiots.
Correct.
Florida.
Idiots.
End of statement.
Idiots.
What? Some Floridian just won the Powerball.
Right. I know, I heard you say
Good for them.
A teenager in Canada put a harmonica in her mouth for TikTok and then needed to go to the hospital when it got stuck.
Have you guys ever been on that website?
No, but isn't it basically just Vine?
It's with like
dancing and singing and music.
But I'll tell you what it is. It's impossible to stop once you start. You could go and you go down a rabbit hole you wouldn't believe.
Really?
There's this thing they do on there, I forget what they call it, where they go, they play this like bippity bobbity boobity bong ding 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 ba. And the girls will be standing there just like pre makeup, pre shower, like in just in like, you know, whatever they slept in.
This is their Cinderella bit?
When they get to bop, they change into whatever they look like. I must have watched 14,000 of those the other day. And they're only
just
like.
Just to see how hot they turned out?
Yeah, but there's no nudity, there's nothing like that, but it's really pretty a cool bit. The problem was, I watched about 14,000 of them the other day.
Yeah.
Once I started, I couldn't stop.
I'd also like to see your topless.
I did think that a lot. I did, yeah.
A study found that toddlers who are hooked on screens by age 3 wind up way less active than other kids as they get older.
Like door screens?
My daughter is 5. The youngest one is 5. Both of them are addicted to their iPads or their phones. Yeah. The youngest one is 5, and you could say, well, isn't that harmful? For future activity or for her.
Right.
She's going to be a billion-dollar esports athlete, or she wants to be the female Ryan's World. I don't care what she does as long as she's having fun.
But I think.
But they said the same thing about us when we were kids, sitting too close to the TV.
Yeah, look how you turned out.
It didn't turn out to be right, did they?
Oh, God, why is it always about me?
Just turns out that yourself?
Way. Yep.
And last but not least, look, PETA gets a bad rap, right?
The guy from The Hunger Games?
Yes. Because he paints himself into the dirt. And
the
it's
tree
dumber
guy?
Than hell.
Anthony?
A lot of what Pete has done over the last handful of decades is for the good. But sometimes when they pop up into the news, all of us roll our eyes. Even if I'm pro-animal, right? I'm for animal rights, right?
Yeah.
Do things humanely.
Best drummer in America.
Brilliant.
Well done. But sometimes they do things like this, and it loses me.
Yeah.
PETA is calling for Punxsutawney Phil to be replaced by an animatronic groundhog with artificial intelligence.
Yeah,
Look at it. Okay, look. My guess is that if any groundhog on the planet is treated like a king, it's that
it's
one.
Exactly.
That one's getting the best
literally
diet,
with
the best accommodations.
Yeah. Right.
It's getting access to as much groundhog ass as that thing wants.
Wow. Oh, right.
He lives like a king.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
There's no way that one is being treated poorly.
No.
Right. Maybe other groundhogs need to have their right spot for it. And I'd say, you know what, PETA? You want me to go protest and march for other groundhogs? Sure. Phil's got it pretty goddamn good.
Phil's fine.
I think like the groundhog, Phil?
Phil's fine.
Phil's doing just fine.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
leave Phil alone.
We've come a long ways from seeing when people glamorize wearing fur coats, you know, the moms. It was a status thing.
That's right.
Exactly. We get it. And rightfully so. People come along.
100%.
To that.
And PETA's PETA was a big part of that.
Great, absolutely. Yeah. And they can
take credit for most of it.
Amazingly good things they've done. But
100%.
When you get to that point, I'm going, exactly. Okay, let's take a 20-second time out here.
Yeah.
That's not...
Right.
That's not animal abuse.
Yeah, if they kicked him in the butthole every time he saw the sun, that'd be different.
Right. If they tased him to make a decision, like, did you or did you not see your shadow?
What do you say?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Pick one.
Just don't get in the butthole.
If it's basically the scene in A Few Good Men where Tom Cruise is like, did you or did you not order a code red? And then Phil says, you can't handle the truth.
Why aren't you speaking English, you piece of crap?
Right. You know I've never seen that movie, by the way.
Oh, it's so good.
A Few Good Men?
Really?
I've never seen that movie. I don't know how I missed it. Yeah,
it's all right.
I love that film.
It's just all right.
It's okay. Great. I saw it with Rosie's attorney at the Mall of America.
Jack?
Really?
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's great.
Either way.
You don't like anything.
I'm 95% pro PETA. But this is the 5% where they lose me.
That's just dumb. Pick a better battle, you know?
Correct.
Find something else. I mean, I get it. Do everything you can to help, you know, animals and kitties and all that. Do whatever you can.
But you know what I think it is?
Let's not pick this battle.
Let's try not to go down the rabbit hole, but I'm gonna at least put my toes in the water.
TikTok?
It's almost like if you're a climate change denier, right? When you hear people go like, we should get rid of plastic straws. If you think it's a hoax, you roll your eyes and like, I ain't getting rid of plastic straws. The point on plastic straws is that going to, if we just all flip to paper straws versus plastic straws, is the climate change problem solved?
No.
No.
But it's a step.
It's one small step in a bigger problem. I think what PETA's strategy is for things like this is we know
this is
Punxsutawney Phil isn't the fight we're going to, where that's not the hill we're going to die on.
No.
But they want to give so many examples of how we could be doing better. That you hope that at least somebody goes, well, that's dumb, but I could do A, B, and C slightly
more
better than
more people may just sign up for PETA to be part of their organization
They chip away with every possible example just to give you an idea of what they think is wrong and what they want you to think about. And I think that's their whole point. So, sure, I rolled my eyes at this one, but I'm on their team.
Before
same thing
with
a straw bit, right? Sometimes I roll my eyes at the plastic straws. Going, yeah, I get it. That would help if we got rid of plastic straws, but oh boy.
Yeah.
Before we get a break, did you guys see the latest news story here about the coronavirus?
No.
The movie theater bit?
No. There's a cruise ship, an Italian cruise ship, 6,000 people on it. Two people were found on the ship to have coronavirus.
Oh boy.
So guess how many people are allowed to get off that ship right now?
Zero.
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 For how long?
Imagine you took a vacation on a cruise and you were having the time of your life and you are stuck on that ship.
Didn't they say you have to, you have to have some kind of physical contact?
They don't know for sure yet, dude.
Okay, but that's the problem. Like a kissing-esque physical contact swap, right?
Yeah.
So unless this is a swingers cruise, most of these people should be,
okay, fine.
If that's the case. If it's not, if it's an airborne problem,
I think it can
then
be.
It's Rene Russo and we need an antivirus.
Imagine, as Hockey just said, imagine that announcement over the loudspeaker.
Mm. Yeah.
None of you are getting off. Stay in your rooms.
It's a giant ship, too. It's not one of those small ones where there's a few people on it.
Right.
It's an enormous diarrhea-filled ship.
And think about this. Whoa. And I know we've joked about this for 2 weeks with the name coronavirus, but if 6,000 people are on a ship, there's a good chunk of them that have never read about the coronavirus. So if you're on a cruise ship and you go, by the way, you're all
going
to be tested for the coronavirus, some dumb uncle is going to go, I didn't drink a Corona.
Yeah.
We're fine.
I had a Dos Equis.
Don't bring Pete sauce into this.
Right. Dumb uncle Pete sauce is going to be, I had gin and tonics. We're good.
You hell of an actor, though, your uncle.
He really is.
He's really great in Ford versus Ferrari.
Hey, sauce, guess what we're going to do when we come back?
Love that movie.
We are going to
spell check sauce.
Oh!
Why?
That's next. Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of the Power Trip. Today is January 30th of 2020. Mark Rosen is here. A beautiful Thursday morning to you. Be careful out there. Roads are a little slippery in spots. We need everyone, yeah. Please. Hey, before we get to spell check sauce, can I play you something cute?
Of course.
A four-year-old little girl wrote her very own song about dinosaurs.
And her daddy,
her daddy put it to music. Listen to this four-year-old's dinosaur song.
Dinosaurs eating people. Dinosaurs in love. Dinosaurs having a party. They eat fruit and cucumber. A big bang came and they died. Dinosaurs fell in love, but they didn't say goodbye.
I am not exaggerating. If that girl put out an album, it would be 10 times better than Drake.
Well, I love it. The dinosaurs are eating people.
Yep.
They're having a party.
They're dead.
Then the Big Bang happens.
Right.
And they didn't even get to say goodbye.
Oh,
4-year-old.
Could leave a note. Nothing.
Dinosaurs eating people. Dinosaurs in love.
They're in love.
Dinosaurs having a party. They eat fruit and cucumber.
I'm not sure what that was.
Big bang came and they died.
Rosie.
Dinosaurs fell in love, but they didn't say goodbye.
Great songwriter.
Yeah. Great songwriter.
Love the passion.
Yeah.
Absolutely F when it comes to science. She has people and dinosaurs at the same time, and the Big Bang has nothing to do with dinosaurs dying.
Depends on who you talk to.
Right.
Well, sure, idiots.
Yeah. I mean, there are...
Oh, here we go.
The Big Bang was not the dinosaur's death. But it's okay. She's adorable.
We love her.
Honestly, that's a pretty goddamn good song for a 4-year-old.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Sweeter than hell.
And it's so sad they didn't get to say goodbye.
Nope. It even rhymed, too, right? Die and goodbye. Like, she did a good job.
Apparently, she hasn't seen Jurassic Park.
Well, give her time.
Maybe she did. Maybe that's why she thinks dinosaurs were eating people.
Yeah, well,
maybe
that's true.
Especially the attorney.
I like this song slightly better.
It's time to spell check sauce.
Oh, boy.
Best game in America.
It is.
Spell check sauce. Now, a couple of things while we get started here for spell check sauce. Because we only play this game once every 3-4 months because I collect screenshots of tweets.
And you need
right.
Whenever I see Meat Sauce do a tweet that has a grammatical mistake, puts a word in the wrong place, a spelling error, I basically get to play grammar police. I screenshot it. I save it on my phone.
Yes.
The reason why I bring that up is there's two out of these five I think are almost impossible to guess. I just want to bring them up to show how bad his tweet was.
Okay.
So I don't think you guys will get, I think, 2 or 3 of these right.
And Lieber's not here
The
today.
Fifth one, I'm concerned that I used 4 months ago, and I didn't delete it off my phone, so this may be a repeat. However,
it's so good.
It's so good that if I've used it before, I don't even care.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of think that I used it before, but if I did, too bad. It's awesome.
I wish
we'll close with that one.
You.
So how this game works is I read an actual tweet that Meat Sauce tweeted, and these three gentlemen, Ben's going to be very bitter that he's not here because he loves this game.
He loves it.
Including Sauce himself. I ask what you guys think the mistake was. Because Paul doesn't know. He just tweets.
No.
He doesn't read his tweets before he hits send. And he does tweet about 50 times a day.
That.
Correct. So you have to guess what the mistake is. If you are even close, if you have the right word or something, you get 5 points. If you can tell me like how he used an apostrophe wrong, what word he may have misspelled, then you get an additional 5 points for getting the exact mistake correct.
Got it.
Are you ready?
You can play along
Let's
at home,
do it.
Too.
Yeah, you can play along at home.
Yes, please do.
It's, some of these are impossible today, but still, take your best shot.
I know him pretty well. I got this.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple of weeks ago, January 11th of 2020, Meat Sauce tweeted the following.
Okay.
At John Creasel is better than Pat Elfline.
Ooh.
Well, I got to find the spell check sauce music. I haven't done this in a while.
That's it. That's the extent of the tweet.
Yeah, where is the...
At John Creasel is better than Pat Elfline.
Okay, I've got mine. I've got mine. I think I know. I think I've got this. Feel pretty good about this one.
I just used this bit back in the day. I forgot I used to use the Jeopardy music. All right. At John Creasel is better than Pat Elfline. Yep. Those are your...
got it.
You got it? All right. So first, again, remember, if you believe it's a grammatical mistake, just be kind of vague.
Yeah. Sure.
If you think it's a spelling error, you just say the word. You don't guess how he misspelled it yet.
Got it.
And then that's the bonus 5 points if you get it right. Let's start with the Hawk. Yeah. At John Creasel is better than Pat Elfline. What did he get wrong?
He got Van wrong.
You're going to say Van.
That's what I think, yeah.
Was wrong. Rosie, you're next.
That is probably the correct answer, but just for conversation purposes, I'll go with Elfline.
You're going to say that he spelt Elfline incorrectly.
Correct.
Sauce.
It's Elfline.
It's Elfline.
Yeah. He's
you seem confident.
He's very, pretty sure. Yeah.
I know. Okay. I know the difference between Van and then.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Van is like.
There's still four more to go.
Rosie,
so buckle up.
Is better than meat sauce at radio. Rosie, what time are we going to then?
Van. Yep. You definitely know the difference. However, you are correct.
That's right.
Yeah. Elfline is the right answer. Rosie, you go first. How did meat sauce, for five additional points, how did meat sauce spell Pat Elfline's last name?
I think he just phoneticized it. Not that he knows what that word means. E-L-F-L-I-N-E.
Okay, E-L-F.
Elfline.
L-I-N-E.
Like part of the offensive line.
Sauce, how do you believe, for five extra points, how do you believe you misspelled his name?
That's how I spelled it. Elf, L-I-N-E.
That's right.
That is true. There you go. Next up, Rosie.
Hold on here.
You did not look up how it's actually spelled, because it is E-L-F-L-E-I-N.
Right.
Okay.
He spelt it like the thing, an elf, and then a line.
Yeah, there I go. I know my saucy.
Hold on. I'm not going to throw this person under the bus. I asked somebody who I believe.
Why wouldn't you just Google it?
Yeah.
You're on Twitter. You're on your phone. If you question... How to spell
we work
it.
With told me it was spelt that way.
Well, that's wrong.
That's why I did it.
I don't understand why you wouldn't just Google
it.
There
was wasn't it?
Either way, Rosie, you have 10 points. Sauce, who I believe has always that's won right. this game, which makes sense. Sauce, you have 10. Hawk, you get 0 for guessing Van, although that's a fair guess.
I'm trying my best, but I got this. Let's go.
Number 2, November 17th of 2019, Sauce tweeted, I'm better at making the sex... then these refs are at calling a game. Now, again, the part was intentional, right?
Right.
He intentionally added the word the.
I understand.
I'm better at making the sex than these refs are at calling a game. This one's tough.
Wow.
I'm better at making the sex than these refs are at calling a game. What did he mess up in that tweet on November 17th of 2019? Tell me when you're locked
in. The last line is calling the game.
I'm better at making the sex than these refs are at calling a game.
Okay.
Got it.
Boy, I have a hard one. Okay, go ahead.
These are tough.
This one's hard.
See, almost the rest of them are close to impossible, but let's just see how close you get. Yeah, that's just half the fun. Rosie.
This is a real long shot. Yeah. I think he misspelled the word refs.
Ooh.
You're going to go with refs.
Oh, okay.
Hawk?
I say making.
You're going to say.
I think he had trouble with making.
Making.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can't think of another word he would mess up.
Can you get it right? Let's see.
I'm.
You're going with
okay,
I'm.
All right.
So we have refs, we have I'm, we have making.
None of us.
Damn it.
What did my dumbass do wrong?
You added the letter S to the word these. So I'm better at making the sex than these's refs are at calling a game.
Wow. See, I get that. Wow. Yeah, that should have been on there.
Nobody gets points in round two. Here's number 3. This one is impossible, but I love it. November 9th of 2019, he tweeted, my God, is this team good? I was so wrong.
Mm.
This one's impossible, but still, take a shot at it. My God, is this team good? I was so wrong.
Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb. I think I know.
Jeez.
This one might be hard to score because you might be, I don't even know how you're going to get close.
Yeah.
But take a shot at it. Hawk, you're first.
I think team. I think you got team wrong. I think you spelled team wrong.
Okay. Rosie?
I don't know. It's impossible to mess that up, but
yeah, he did.
I go with wrong, I guess somehow.
Again, this is impossible to guess. Sauce.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with God, and I'm gonna say what I did good.
Okay, wrong and God and team. Yeah, like I said, this one's almost impossible.
What? I'm usually good at this.
You added an additional word, this. So you tweeted, my God, this is this team good.
Oh, I see.
I was so wrong.
Yeah. This.
My God, this is this team good.
Mm-hmm. Or didn't read it before you hit tweet.
This one is very similar, but it makes me laugh so much when I get to reread it. October 14th of 2019, you wrote the following.
Garlar's birthday.
The Packers since week one will have played 5 of 6 at home. Great scheduling. Go Lions. The Packers can eat dog turds.
Now, there are.
So the impossible part of this is impossible, but there are two other possible mistakes. He technically made 3 mistakes in one tweet. The other two are kind of half-assed because it's Twitter,
but I'm going to
give you 5 points if you get the two gettable ones. The impossible one is just fun to read.
I think I got this
one. More time, real quick.
Pretty good about this one.
The Packers since week one will have played 5 of 6 at home. Great scheduling. Go Lions. The Packers can eat dog turds. Take a shot.
Rosie. Scheduling turds.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to go scheduling.
That's what I'm going to say.
Queso sauce says scheduling.
That's what I went with.
Rosie, you're going to go scheduling.
I'm going turds, and I have a reason for that.
You're going turds.
I'm going turds.
Nobody.
What?
Nobody.
All right. This is the worst ever. I can't believe it.
The partial credits were he didn't capitalize Lions or Packers. It just looks wrong.
Okay. Right. Yeah,
you,
right.
I would have given you credit if he said he didn't capitalize Lions or Packers. What he actually tweeted was, the tweet that I just read is, the Packers since week one will have played 5 of 6 at home. What he tweeted was, and it's almost hard to say wrong, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The Packers since week one will play 5 of 6 at home. Not even played. The Packers since week one will play.
Get it.
Incorrect.
My God.
We're not all perfect like you.
Last but not least, and this is the one that I was worried that I've used before, but even if I have, it's so good, who cares?
Hot gun.
Hot gun.
Last but not least, for spell check sauce, round 5, August 12th of 2019. Okay. Sauce tweeted, I belong in a cave.
Okay. I didn't have to write it down. I know.
I belong in a cave.
Yep.
And the genius of this mistake and the fact that that's what the tweet is and he made this mistake in this specific tweet is perfect. I belong in a cave. What mistake did he make? Hawk, you're locked in?
I don't think he knows how to spell belong.
Okay. Hawk's guessing belong.
I'm going to go with Hawk because I don't think he could mess up cave.
Okay.
I don't know. Rosie, well, he could, but
Rosie's going with belong. Sauce, any idea what you screwed up on August 12th of 2019?
I think I didn't put in the in.
Everything.
I forgot the in.
Forgot.
So I belong a cave?
Yeah.
I think you put.
You are so close to being
forgot
right.
In.
You forgot. You added, or you forgot the word a. So you just wrote, I belong in cave.
Oh, for well.
You do, Captain Caveman.
Well, we did horribly, Rosie, but...
I belong in cave.
Well, we tried. I got one.
Still fun.
It's always fun.
Still fun.
I belong cave.
Rosie, moment. Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
I got the 49ers. 30-27.
Love it.
Oh, high scoring. So you got the Niners and the over.
Correct.
All right. Rosie, good to see you. We'll see you next week.
I can't wait. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Initials tomorrow at 8:15. We're back tomorrow, 5:30 to 9. Hey, we're going to be on our Wombo Twitch channel today at 10 o'clock or so, give or take. Got some cool stuff going on at Wombo, so check out our Twitter feed or our Twitch channel at 10 a.m. this morning. See you tomorrow.
KFAN. Total.